It's time for Benedictine Raven Football, heard on your local sports authority, KAIR, Radio 93.7 FM, and streaming on msc.news.net. Benedictine Raven Football games are brought to you by Hamada Wealth Management. Contact Hamada Wealth Management at 928-443-7536. Stay tuned. The Amberwell Health pregame will begin with the Bank of Atchison Coaches Show featuring head coach Joel Osborne right after these messages.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Joel Osborne joins us, head coach of the Benedictine Ravens. Coach, that was a great way to have senior day up at the stadium last week with a good win over Evangel.
Yeah, there's no doubt. You know, we had a really good turnout in terms of our parents' support, and the crowd was pretty good considering the weather. And really happy for our seniors. They've given us a lot to this program. You know, 2 years ago, going through the transition from Coach Wilcox to myself and staying the course, and then got a couple guys that were new, like Jim Okorafor, that joined us this year. But other than that, though, guys have been here for a long time and given a lot to this program. So. Really proud of them. They improved their record to 45-12, which is impressive. Put us in position to win the conference championship, won a share of it, and now it's our turn to go win it outright.
Yeah, and you talk about these seniors, you talk about their success, but you know it has all culminated in that senior season for them this year, and the way this team is playing, and they're playing well.
Yeah, there's no doubt. When you remember your college football career, most times you're going to remember your senior season, and that's. You know, they got a chance to leave quite a legacy. They've definitely built off what's happened here in this program and in the history there. And you know, they got a lot to be proud of, and there's a lot more to play for, which is exciting.
Is your team today, going into our game here in Olathe, are you better than you were in October?
Yeah, I think we are, because we're playing better on special teams. Defense is playing lights out, and then offensively, I think we can get it going more. We've played two really tough defenses, two of the best defenses in our conference. And what was really good about last week was we didn't panic. We didn't turn the ball over. You know, we played field position football, which was complementary to how our defense is playing, and didn't put them in a bad position. So, you know, and if you watch the film and you watch it live, you could see they were dropping their safeties at 15 yards depth, 20 yards depth. They were not going to let Jacob Gathright get past them. And we ended up getting them over the top, you know, in that third quarter. And, you know, we were really aggressive in the third quarter. And because of that, I think it really set everything else up.
Yeah, 7 points at halftime. But then you were able to expand that to the big lead, you know, before they got a late score. But your defense, I mean, again, your defense, what a nice job.
Yeah, fantastic job. And I think, you know, our punt team as well, you know, Colin Bruner pinning them inside the 5-yard line multiple times. I mean, just – they had bad field position the whole day. Our average starting position was the 43-yard line. Theirs was the 23. That's a big deal. And that's on 20 yards difference on average per drive. And so it just, you know, when you have to drive 77 yards to score on a defense, it's difficult to do. And Evangel's only able to do it one time.
Talk about Colin Bruner. Not only did he have three possessions for Evangel starting at either the 1 or the 2-yard line because of his kicking. He was also awarded Conference Player of the Week. And, of course, on the way to your 9-punch, you even threw Garrett in for one.
Yeah, we did. So, you know, we've got a different array of things we can do there. Colin did a really nice job. Our guys that are covering, like Joel Mavis and Josh Morris, those guys do a great job at the gunner spots, and they get down the field, and we call it the Hawks, but they do a great job of getting down there and getting in the returner's face. So, you know, it's a really good team win for us, and you could really see the difference in our team with how we played on special teams. The other unit that was really good for us was kickoff team and kickoff return. Kickoff return set up our last touchdown where, you know, statistically right now, Jayshon Tyler is averaging 42 yards a return, which is incredible. And that's due to Coach Merfeld and the scheme that he's drawn up and how the guys are executing. But that put us in position to score our last touchdown in the fourth quarter, and then our kickoff team was pinning them inside the 25 every time. So, you know, and that's Bruner kicking off and then the great coverage team.
Coach, tell us a little bit about today's opponent. I mean, you mentioned earlier, you've got a share of the championship, but nothing better than having it outright and winning here today.
Yeah, no doubt. We're going to play an MNU team that's really explosive on offense. They've got really good skill, two good quarterbacks. You know, number four got hurt versus Angel, so all 16 did was come in and throw for 375 yards and six touchdowns a week ago, their backup. So both really good players. They've got arguably one of the best receivers in the conference, Caleb Tanis. He's only played in six games this year, but in those six games, he has 12 touchdown catches. So he's been battling injuries. So we know when he's healthy, he's a load. A year ago, he had over 20 touchdown catches. So, you know, he's going to be one of the best, probably the best guy we've gone against all year. So we got our hands full there. You know, there's nothing like a great challenge. I like the fact that we're playing a good team because I want our kids to be locked in and focused in practice, which we have, and it's something to build on. And if you win this game, now you're going to the playoffs with momentum.
Coach, I think about last year's game with this team. All my years, I've never seen 128 points combined in a game. Tell me that's not going to happen today.
That's the first time I've ever seen it too, Tom, and hopefully the last. I think, you know, we're a much different team than a year ago. And, you know, I'm just excited for our kids. The opportunity, you think about a year ago, we finished 7-4, the transformation that's had on this team. And really with the same players. You know, you got a few freshmen sprinkled in there, a few transfers, but a lot of the same guys, and they're playing a lot better. And it's credit to our coaching staff, our strength coaching staff, Coach Arnold and Coach Rulin. What those guys have done and just the mentality we've created. We've talked about all year about impose your will and really what it comes down to, are you going to let the officials impose their will on you, or are you going to impose your will on the officials? The same thing. We talk about that a lot because there's bad calls that happen. The same thing with the opponent, the same thing with practice, the same thing with the weather, the same thing with your grades, the same thing with your teacher. You know, just are you going to have that mentality that it doesn't matter what's going on around you, you're going to get it done?
With that in mind, Mid-America, this is a season game for them, okay? And
yeah, no doubt.
They're not going to the postseason, but nothing would make them happier than to win this. If you're a Mid-America's coaching staff, I mean, what are you thinking that you got to do? If you're Mid-America, how does Mid-America think they can win?
Well, I think it's kind of goes both ways. I think you got to limit explosive plays to either offense, and then you got to create some turnovers on defense or special teams. And then offensively, you need to take care of the football. And you need to be able to run the ball, you know, and create explosive plays. So, you know, for us, it's pretty simple. We talk about those things. You know, I'm sure they're talking about the same things as well.
Talk about running the ball again, Garrett. Do you know, had a nice game running. You got Rayshon with some yardage. The running game continues to evolve for you, I think.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And I think we're finding ways to run the ball on each team that we've been playing the last 6 weeks. So, you know, we just got to continue to do that because – as it gets colder, you know, that's something you can control. You can't control if the weather turns. You got a lot of wind. You got a lot of snow or rain with the cold. So the running game's really important. You can control the game with it as well. You know, and that's something we did last week was we had control of that game. And, you know, it's one of those things where it's probably going to be a multitude of guys, probably not just going to be one or two moving forward. We're probably going to see more guys get involved. And hopefully that'll be for the better.
As a career quarterback yourself, you know, before getting into coaching, tell me about the cold weather. This is really the first time they've had a cold game. I mean, pretty cold. You've had, you know, various kinds of weather. What's that do? Does that affect you? I mean, does that make you feel like you need to, you know, maybe run it more, or does it make it more difficult to throw? How does it bother a quarterback?
Right. Well, it just depends. I mean, you gotta stay warm, you know, but it doesn't change how, and I've told our guys, it's not going to change how we call the game. You know, we expect to play well in cold conditions, and, you know, we won't change how we do things. It really heightens your sense of focus, and sometimes you actually play better, you know, so than if you have a really nice weather day, because you're really focused in, and, you know, it can be an advantage for sure if you're locked in.
You got a lot of California guys and California coaches, and for them, this has got to be kind of a handful.
Yeah, I've talked about that all week. You know, like, hey, listen, you know, if you think this is cold, go play it for the Green Bay Packers. You know, Kansas City Chiefs are going to play 8 games in this weather, maybe more. You know, most of their season is not in nice weather. So, you know, it's just about getting that mentality of, oh, okay, you know, if the best players in the world are playing in these conditions, you know, and that's what's expected of you, if you get lucky enough to move on to another level, then you've got to learn how to deal with that now. And honestly, at our level, if you want to play deep in the playoffs, you're going to have to play in this, because whether you're playing here or whether you're going north to Iowa to play, you know, it's going to be cold. It could be snow. There could be elements. So what we did last February, and some of those freshmen didn't get experience this, okay, but probably 75% of the guys that are suited up did, was in February we went outside for our workouts, for our running. We didn't do them in the gym. And so there was a day last February where the temperature was 0 degrees and we were outside working out for an hour. And so just to get our kids that mentality and that mindset of you train in the elements you're going to play in. And so we've been training that and trying to get them ready to be ready for this day when it's going to be cold out.
What is the thing that the Ravens have to do to win today? What's the big trigger for you?
The big thing we've been talking about all season's been getting off to a fast start. You know, today that's not going to be as much of a key. It's going to be, you know, if we don't, like I said, when we went to Grandview, I said that's going to be a key, but if we don't, we got to stay together. The second thing we talked about is doing your 111th, meaning do your job. Everybody's got to do your job. You don't have to do more than you're asked. In big games, doing your job is the most important thing. And the third thing, we got to win the turnover battle, because that's going to, you know, last week that was a huge deal. And then the last thing is you want to dominate special teams. And that's something that we've done recently, and we've done that almost all year. If we can do that, that'll play a big role in field position. So, you know, those are the biggest things. I think, you know, the turnover battle has been something that's the one thing we haven't done very well at this year at times. And if we can shore that up, we're going to be hard to beat.
Last thing, Coach, important for the guys to stay focused. I know you and your staff have been on this, and not look to next week.
Yeah, you don't have an opponent right now, so you're trying to play to get to next week. And really, if you think about it, Tom, we've been doing that all season since week 3. You know, we just haven't talked about it that way because it didn't matter. Just focus on 1-0 every week. And so that's been our mentality, is just 1-0. And if we do that, everything else will take care of itself.
Coach, appreciate your time. Best of luck. Go get those Pioneers today.
Thanks, Tom.
You've been listening to the Bank of Atchison Coaches Show on your home for Benedictine Raven football, Care Radio 93.7 FM. The Amberwell Health pregame continues with the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game right after this. The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take 5, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
As we're getting set for kickoff of Raven football this afternoon, it's now time for your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game. And for me, it's a couple of things. It's cold. It's windy today. You've got to hold on to the football. That becomes a little more difficult on days like this. The other thing, don't peek ahead to next week. You know you're into the playoffs, but a win today would most likely guarantee you a home game next Saturday. So again, you can't overlook a Mid-America team who's coming into their last game of the season. They're a team who scores a lot of points. They're a team who's won a lot of games this year. So again, you can't overlook this Mid-America team today. So again, hold on to the football. Don't overlook the Pioneers and peek forward to next week. Those are your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game kickoff coming up here next.
Thanks for listening to the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game and the Amberwell Health Pregame Show. We will go live to Tom and Gus Counts at the stadium for play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Benedictine football in just a few moments.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Deciding between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. She can answer questions like, am I purchasing a supplement plan or a replacement plan? Are there restrictions on where I can receive health care? What will my out-of-pocket expenses be? Are rehab and short-term recovery services included in case I become ill or need surgery? What about home health? This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. Medicare open enrollment ends December 7th. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650 between 8 and 4:30 Monday through Friday, or go to amberwellhealth.org/medicare-help to complete a meeting request form.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
It's time for Benedictine Raven football. Four quarters of hard-hitting, action-packed, high-flying intensity. Our coverage of Raven football is brought to you by our proud Raven sports boosters.
Good afternoon and welcome to Olathe, Kansas, where this afternoon it is week 11 of the college football season as the Benedictine Ravens are being hosted by Mid-America Nazarene here at the ODAC. Hello again, everybody. We've got Joseph producing and engineering at the studios this afternoon. Gus Counts to my left. Tom Counts with you. Gus, you look out across the field. It's a pretty day. It's, you know, kind of overcast. A little sun pops out once in a while. However, if you are outside on that field, it's not as pretty as it looks.
Yeah, it's cold day, right? It's 27 degrees. It feels like 17. The wind is out of the northwest at 13 miles per hour, and your barometer reads 30.32. So, yeah, it's cold. We talked about it in the Dairy Queen Grill and Show keys to the game that I think holding on to the football is going to be, you know, a little tougher task. And then on a normal day, that ball's hard. Your skin is just, you know, not able to grab that ball as well. And these are two teams who last year got together in a final week of the season, November 13th. They saw 664 yards out of Benedict and 358 of those through the air, 306 on the ground. And Ravens hoping to have the same kind of result of a big offensive day, but also hoping this thing isn't as close as last year was.
Well, that, and you've got two teams on very different trajectories here today. You've got Mid-America. They're wrapping up their season today. That's all there is to it. They're 7-3 and coming into the game today, 3-1 in the South Division. For Benedictine, the postseason is inevitable. We will find out Sunday evening where and against whom they will be playing in the first round of the national tournament. But that said, you want to go in with a full head of steam in Mid-America. As Coach Osborne and I talked about in the pregame, this is a possible season game for them. They would love to upset the Ravens' apple cart. Flip of the coin was won by Mid-America, and the Pioneers have elected to defer to the second half. Benedictine will put their kick return unit on the field, and Gus, interestingly enough, Mid-America has elected to take the wind in the opening quarter, and the wind, as you talk about, from the northwest, this field sitting a little bit northwest, southeast, it is going to be blowing right in the face of the Ravens and right at the back of Mid-America here in the first. For BC, you're going to have a couple of guys back deep for the return, and I'm assuming it's going to be Austin Buteau and Jay Sean Todd. They're going to settle in around the five-yard line. That might not be quite deep enough as Mid-America is going to be set to put a toe to this one. Your kicker, Trevor Hiley, a 5'9", can you believe this, 140 kicker? The kick is high and over end and very short, fielded by an up man at the 28, 35, 45, up to the 48, 47-yard line by Harry O'Neill. Gus, I'm going to maybe try to kick it here because, you know, for a month and a half, up until a week ago, he had a big cast on his hands. Right? Oh, no, wait, that's the other
balky.
Harry.
Yeah.
That was balky.
Yeah. But, you know, you talk about Harry O'Neill, and he's the guy who last week we saw a team kick it a little short to him, and he's had some nice returns. And the Ravens out near midfield to start the afternoon.
Great field position in the Ravens. Are going to be first and 10 at their own 40. They're going to mark it about the 46-yard line. Quarterback Garrett Kittle with Rayshon Mills to his left hand. Two to the right, one to the left. QB's going to be back to throw. Looking downfield. He's got Gathright, and that is just out of his reach at the 15. Gus, if Mid-America plays that defense today, the Ravens are going to score 100.
Yes, so they double cover Gathright, and they were trying to chuck him at the line, but the problem was they missed. And once he got even, he was behind him, and that is dangerous when you don't have that over-the-top help. And that pass by quarterback Garrett Kittle a little too far into the field of play. You need to throw it back out towards the numbers a little more.
For Gathright, the old saying, if you're even, you're leaving?
Even, you're leaving.
Here we go. Second down, 10 BC. Ravens are going to shift Levi to the right side. Second down, 10. Back to throw again. It's going to be Kittle. Throws one over the middle, and it's going to be Kopp with a big tight end inside the 35-yard line. Tanner Zimmerman down to the Mid-America 30. Tanner's played on this field more than once. He probably loves this place. A 6'5" freshman from Olathe West High School. It'll bring up a first and 10 for Benedictine. Gus, going into the wind has not stopped the Ravens from being willing to throw the football. Two downs, two passes, and a big gain on the second. At the Pioneer 30-yard line, first and 10. Little wraparound handoff this time, bouncing outside and hit at the line of scrimmage. There's nothing over there for Chayshon.
Yeah, that time the strong safety, Troy Hall, comes up and makes the stop. And they're going to say, well, maybe a gain of one. We're going to see Rayshon back in. He's going to replace Ethan Parade.
Now, Chayshon Tidal fill a slot to the right side, very wide to the right side. You're going to find Austin Buteau. And again, you mentioned that Rayshon Mills will come back into the backfield. He'll be on the right hand of quarterback Garrett Kittle. They will go wide to the left side with Buteau. Second down, 9. Ravens just inside the Mid-America 30-yard line. You have to be close for a field goal today. Here's a handoff, Mills. He'll get away from a defender at the 25 and down to the 21-yard line. He will pick up, oh gosh, close to the first down yardage. Maybe just short as Shaden Siegfried out of Denver, Colorado, a senior. They, by the way, on senior day here, recognized many of those senior athletes here prior to the game.
Ray Levi checks out. Harry O'Neill will be in, and Harry lined up to slot to the right side. He'll be out there with Jayshon and Austin Buteau.
Leaving him. Ravens are left with a third down and a long yard at the 21-yard line. QB's going to keep it himself. Here's Kittle. Sweeps left, puts his head down, and he will lunge forward. Looks like he may have it. Gus, you think he's a hair short.
Yeah, he's short. He stepped out just shy of the 20-yard line. Tofi over there. Falasa Tofi, a senior linebacker out of San Francisco, makes the stop. It's going to bring up fourth and, this is where they spot this thing down, about the length of a football.
Yeah, and Benedictine is not going to kick into this win. They will leave the offense out there. The Ravens are going to go for it on fourth down and short. Garrett Kittle has been their leading rusher many times this season. He's a big guy at quarterback, a 6'4" senior. Fourth down and less than one. Now BC is going to shift a couple of tight ends over to the right side. QB will take it. Hands off. Rayshon bounces out, turns up. He did not get away from the defender. What a huge series for the strong safety Troy Hall of Mid-America holds.
Yeah, Troy Hall, the senior. Now he goes over there, and he's got some words for the Raven bench. And again, you just don't poke that bear, right? You're not a great team coming into the ball game. It's 7-3, so I don't know. But a nice hold there on the first drive of the game. And Mid-America will bring its offense out under quarterback. This week it's going to be Blake Adkins. Adkins coming off a week last week where he threw 6 touchdown passes.
Two receivers to the left side. They'll go motion to the right, the wide side of the field. It's a first down, a 10 to the road, 21-yard line. Quarterback is going to hand off. Running back hits the middle of the line. He will not get back to the line of scrimmage. And now he's going to fall ahead, pick up 1, make it a second down and about 9.
Getting off the bottom of the stack, you're going to see Tim Glazer along with Heath Baker. Good to see Tim back out there, the freshman transfer from the University of South Dakota.
Trips to the right side, the wide side for quarterback Atkins on a second down, 9 call. Thrown 24-yard line for Mid-America. Quarterback for the long count. And he will hand off, running back starts left, hit behind the line of scrimmage by 1, then 2, then 3, then the ground, no gain.
That time it was Joe Glazer getting in the backfield. Tim's older brother, along with Heath Baker. And right now, Mid-America trying to run the ball, just struggling to get anything going in the middle. Now they're set up behind the chains. They're looking at a 3rd and 9.
We got 2 men to the near side, Gus, but 1 defender over the top. Now the Ravens are going to shift over. I bring a little extra help as they'll stack receivers on both sides. Quarterback is back, sets up in the pocket, throws over the middle. It's going to be caught at the 30, picking up a 1st down, and the tackle made. Maybe he backed up a little bit, but they're going to give him some forward progress and a generous, generous mark.
Yeah, that time it was a nice job by Caleb Tannis to make the catch, but he ran back, and I kind of thought for a second he might have given up the 1st down, but a good job right there. Caleb Tannis is one of those guys who is just an explosive receiver, but just can't stay healthy. Only 6 games played this season.
QB is penalty marker sale. This play is going to be stopped. You talked about Tannis last week, 10 catches, 166 yards, 4 touchdowns. So he is a very capable receiver out of Van Horn High School.
That was last year against Benedictine. He went 6 catches for 182 yards. So a penalty against Mid-America will back them up. They're now looking at a 1st and 15.
We're at 11:25 to go in the opening quarter. Ravens had an initial series as they took the opening kickoff, drove downfield, and were stopped on 4th down. Now Mid-America looking at a 1st and 15 at their own 27. QB will handoff play action, goes over to the left side. The receiver's going to be wide open, catches at the 38, dances away from receiver at the 45, up and knocked down from behind, close to the 50, picking up the 1st down plus. And that was a nice catch over there by Paul St. Louis. St. Louis is out of Naples, Florida, if you can work that geography. 11:07 to go in the opening quarter. We're scoreless here in Olathe. Pioneers with a football 2 yards short of the midfield mark, 1st and 10.
Tell me, St. Louis people can end up in Florida?
Yeah, I've heard it happens. I don't know. It's beautiful in Florida this time of the year. Here's a sweep around to the left side, trying to get to the edge, now putting his head down and running over a couple of defenders. It's going to be Sean Cherry, the redshirt freshman out of, that's one of your very favorite towns. Waxahachie.
There you go. I've actually been there before. Javai Bloomquist comes up and makes the stop for the Ravens. Javai, the number 3 tackler for Benedictine coming into today's game, had 33 tackles and a fumble recovery.
The ball across midfield now on that 3-yard gain. It's 2nd down 7 at the Benedictine 49. Again, senior quarterback Blake Atkins will play action, back to throw, looks right, throws over the middle, hits his man at the 40, 35, 30. He will score, 10-5, touchdown, Mank, as Mid-America torches Benedictine on a little crossing pattern, a slant into the middle, and it's going to be good for 49.
Yeah, that time Caleb Tannis did a great job of just coming across the field, making the catch, getting a little separation from his defenders, and getting into the end zone on a 49-yard touchdown strike. The Nears are on the board.
Looking now for the PAT. It'll be kicked by Trevor Hiley. And it will be held by, I'm looking for the receiver over here. There's Silas Templeman.
There you go.
Templeman will hold. It's a right foot soccer style kick, looking for the point after. Well, Raven defense looking pretty shaky as the PAT is up and good. We're taking a break. Timeout on the field at 10:13 to go in the opening quarter. Mid-America takes their opening series, goes downfield. Pioneer 7, Benedictine nothing.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Raven Football here on Care Radio. It's a kick away to Jay Shine. He'll get it back across the 35, around the 36 or 7 yard line. And Benedictine, Gus, less than 5 minutes into the game, will have its 2nd possession. neither possession. The first one by each team took very long. Mid-America, though, able to capitalize on theirs and lead 7-0 here early on.
Yeah, so for Benedictine, they came out on the first two plays, and they were able to chunk the ball down the field. But after that, Mid-America's defense kind of figured it out and was able to stop the Ravens. So it'll be interesting to see how they adjust, and we're going to see it just right here. They're going to send twins to the right and left.
First and 10, Benedictine at their own 36-yard line. Garrett with his running back to his left side, and that's going to be straight ahead running. And that's going to be Dalton Witherspoon in there, Gus. I don't think BC was real happy with that run by Rayshon as he tried to bounce it out on fourth down and never cut it up to pick up the yards.
Yeah, so he just kept going side to side, and the problem is you got to understand down and distance and understand field awareness right there. And the situation called for pick up the first down. So now we're going to see Dalton Witherspoon, the 5'11" freshman.
Taunt and Gathright check out on his second down 8 call. Now BC's going to shift back, put Witherspoon in the backfield. We'll take the handoff. He'll cut outside, now turn it upfield, gets to the 40, accelerates to the 45, goes up the right sideline, looking like he may have a first down for the Ravens. Bumped out of bounds into the Benedictine side, just short of the 50, and they will move the sticks.
Great blocking out there for the Ravens by the sophomore wide receiver, Ethan Perrott. 6'185" sophomore out of Apple Valley, California. Did a great job of sealing that corner and allowing the freshman Dalton Witherspoon to turn it.
Ravens are going to go, we're now getting too wide to the left side. It's a wide side of the field. They'll set their tight end maybe a step off to the left side. Kendall drops the ball, goes down, picks it up, chased out of the pocket. Now he's going to try to run. 45, he'll get to the 50 and angle out of bounds along the near side, being pursued by Falasa Tofi.
Yeah, Tofi hit a good tackle in the last possession. They're going to give Kettle a gain of, let's call it, 5 yards on the first down play. So going to be down to the Mid-America 46.
Okay, guys, players that you know are probably wearing extra layers of clothes. They're cold. The muscles a little bit cold with Overstreet in the backfield. Doesn't it look like they're just moving a little slow today?
Yeah, at the moment.
Second down 5, and the Ravens are going to bring Derek Overstreet into the backfield. Overstreet will get the ball, handoff, cuts back into the middle, and will dive and be about a half yard short. That's been the mantra for Benedictine, coming up just short of the yard to gain.
Yeah, and right now the Pioneers are going to have a problem with David Wright out there, the big sophomore. He's going to have to be pulled out, and yeah, they're going to take him out of the game. It's probably the right call. He's getting locked up with a couple offensive linemen and having some words, and the officials kind of stepping in there saying, hey, take a breather, collect yourself. It's a 3rd-and-1 call for Benedictine. They're going to put Dalton Witherspoon in for the Ravens on this call.
3rd-and-1, BC at the Pioneer 42-yard line. Quarterback all alone. Now they're going to bring the running back up to his right-hand side. Hand off, running back, bounces left side. He's going to get to the 40-yard line, cut it up to the 35-30. Hit from behind and drugged down from the backside. Dalton Witherspoon with a nice gain, and it was Trey Matt Pledger, the old Lion Single Lion, the team's leading tackler.
Yeah, Trey Matt did a great job of making the stop, but not before another first down for Dalton Witherspoon. And right now what's happening is Mid-America's trying to, you know, play back and allow those Raven, they don't want these Raven receivers to get behind them. But the problem is Benedictine is then able to run it underneath for 4, 5, 6 yards at a time.
First down, Ravens have run every play this sequence. First down, and here's the handoff. Gathright will take another jet sweep, cuts up to the 25 and down to the 20-yard line, and Gathright gets 8, just like you called it, on the first down run.
Yeah, Mid-America right now really struggling against the run because they really just don't want to give up the big play, and Benedictine right now is doing a great job of taking the underneath stuff, and right now they're really relying on their freshman tight end here out of Olathe, Tanner Zimmerman, to do a great job of blocking. He's actually going to check out on this play. They're going to bring back into the ball game Harry O'Neill and Jacob Gathright.
Derek Overstreet is going to be behind the quarterback this time, about 3 yards behind Garrett. Second down 2 for BC at the 20. Quarterback is back to throw, first throw of this series. We'll kick it out to Overstreet at the 20, 15, down to the 10-yard line, down to the 5-yard line. Dives for the end zone, and he's out at the 1.
Nice job on a little swing pass out of the backfield. Again, Pioneers playing back. You play it underneath and a nice play. We're going to see now back in Rayshon Mills. It'll be a 1st-and-goal for the Ravens at the 1.
Derek's got to be going, man, I got to get here to the 1. Rayshon's going to get the gravy run here.
Hawk me out on this one. And now the Ravens going to make a late substitution.
But do you really think it'll be Rayshon? Because Garrett Kittle is very commonly the guy who carries the ball here. It's 1st-and-goal at 1-yard line. This has been a long time-consuming drive. It started with over 10 minutes. Now we're down to about 6. First and goal at the 1. They will give it off to Mills. He will walk into the end zone. Touchdown, Ravens! Into the end zone, Rayshon Mills, the senior from Gilroy, California. Last year against Mid-America, 14 carries, 125 yards, and 3 touchdowns. And Rayshon gets his first score of the day right there.
Yeah, so I think for Rayshon, maybe in that whole possession where we saw a heavy dose of Dalton Witherspoon, Rayshon's standing on the sideline. He's seeing the other guy getting some things going. Two things go through your mind. Number one, you're kind of watching. You're seeing what's developing out there. Number two is you're thinking, man, I got to go out there and show Coach I can do it.
Here's the PAT. It's up. It's good. And we're taking a break. We got a timeout of the field at 6:06 to go in the quarter. Benedictine 7, Mid-America 7.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Here comes the Raven kick. It is end over end, into the wind, and going to be short. Fielded around the 15, and across the 20 it goes, carrying would-be tacklers all the way up near the 30-yard line. That was a really nice return.
It's going to be LaMarcus McDonald, a freshman linebacker out of Waco, on the return.
And Benedictine's kick coverage by, that was a kicker. Zick was down the field and made that stop for Benedictine. So here comes Mid-America. Their first possession of the afternoon, they just took that thing right downhill and took it in the end zone.
Yeah, most days Nick can make that tackle. Today you don't have any backup for him, so
stay away. Be careful, Nick. First and 10. Mid-America, QB back to throw. Little time, hit as he releases, throwing deep, has a man and missed him. But he's going to be slow to get up, and if he takes that much time all day today, Gus, his ribs are going to be black and blue in the morning.
Yeah, Joe Glazer along with Tyler Wilson able to get into the backfield and make the big hit on the quarterback. But he did a great job of staying in the pocket. But, again, it's not the kind of hit you want to take and throw an incompletion, second and 10 for the Pioneers.
Atkins with Cherry in the backfield. Now they'll motion to Isaiah Williams on the left side. Now the ball is on the ground. Quarterback is hit. It's rolling around, and a big old lineman is able to go back there, throw himself on it. But the Ravens don't think they've gotten it.
Flying off the stack is Gavin Spangler, and he is sold that the Ravens got it. I don't think they did. It looked like the Pioneers were able to jump back on top of it.
Wherever it's at, it's going to be at the 20-yard line of Mid-America. When they unstack it, it's going to be Mid-America
third
ball.
Down. Yeah. So Pioneer ball, but now you're looking at a third and very long. Sean Cherry, the running back, able to cover it up, but now they're playing way behind the sticks and looking for the Ravens to really go after him. Here we go. Tim Glazer is going to be in the middle, and they're going to really stack up the box.
Atkins back to throw on a third and long. Steps up over the middle. It's going to be complete for the first down. That was a sweet pass in the middle of double coverage. Taken downfield by Paul St. Louis.
Yeah, Paul did a great job of running that route exactly where he needed to catch it. Coming up to make the stop was Zach Gill. But, again, if you're the Ravens, you can't allow third and 20 to be converted. So,
Mid-America first and 10 up to their own 41-yard line. Move the football again on their second possession. QB's back going deep. Wants the home run. And that is over the middle and caught at the 20-yard line again. The Ravens secondary. Gus, there is it coming back.
Yeah, we got a hold in the backfield right at about the 38-yard line. Oh, they're going to call an eligible receiver. I thought it was really the hold because Heath Baker was after the quarterback and got drugged down. Nonetheless, a big play is going to be negated by a penalty, and we haven't seen many of those today.
No, that may be about the first one in the course of the afternoon. I'll let you figure out how this format all goes. I hate when that happens. 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter, 7-7, Benedictine here at Mid-America. going to push that back to the 36-yard line.
Probably a little more like what you're used to seeing.
Yeah, much.
Over here.
Oh, I'm looking at the bar graphs
here.
I'm like, what in the world?
Yeah, Mid-America's penalty right there. It's going to be the second one of the day.
First and 15. Ravens secondary suffering here early. QB back it again with some time. Again, going deep, same place, same
wide
way.
Wide open. Ooh.
Just overthrows Caleb Batanis. Because how is Benedictine letting these, and he wasn't the only one. There were two receivers who had gotten beyond the coverage, behind the coverage. And the quarterback had enough time to deliver that deep pass.
Well, I wouldn't go with that. I think that's maybe the problem is Blake Adkins had some time, but probably not as much time as he wanted. So what he did is just feels it out, decides his guy's going to be somewhere around there, just chuck it up and hope his guy can run under it.
Same play, same way. Over the middle, it's going to be caught at the 45-yard line, breaking two tackles at the 50 into Raven territory, down to the 49-yard line, right at the first down marker. And again, it's going to depend on the spot of the ball as Jackson Hoskins makes the tackle, and they're going to move those sticks. Ravens have come up all day, half yard short. Mid-America's come up so far all day, half yard long enough.
Exactly. And right now, the Pioneers are doing a great job moving the football against this Raven defense. And now they've got a first and 10 into Benedictine territory at the 49.
7-7 ball game, 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. QB's got a little wraparound handoff and into the middle, a loss of two. Room for cherry.
Yeah, that time Blue Kaplinger came up from his safety position and made the hit in the backfield. And for Mid-America, I think the game plan is starting to come together for him. Can't run the ball, but you sure can throw it. So I feel like at some point you probably start to abandon the run a little more and just keep chucking up to these talented receivers.
Man of the backfield, Cameron Finley, the junior from Sedalia. He's going to be behind a quarterback, Blake Adkins. Adkins, hands off. And no, he keeps it, throws it to the left side, and the receiver stopped. And the Raven pressure did not. Tim Glasser. Redshirt freshman. He just happened to be out on the field, didn't he?
Yeah, you know, and Tim's just a big guy, 6'4", 260-pound redshirt freshman out there from here in Olathe with a big hit on the quarterback. But that was one of those where Adkins says, I'm going to get hit. Let's throw it somewhere that my receiver should be.
Third down and 11 at the 50. QB's back again. Rolling right now. He's got room to run. 50, 45, picks up the first down, and two Ravens to go for him, and it's going to be a first down. No, it's going to be down to the 40. They're going to stop him a half a yard short.
So now it's going to bring up a fourth and one for the Pioneers. You leave the offense out on the field because you've been good. But the problem is you haven't run the ball very well through, you know, between the tackles today. So, again, if you run the football, I feel like you're going to have to try to get it outside against this Raven defense.
Well, they're going to bring in a little extra beef into the line, including 6'2", 275-pound freshman Justin Miller out of Oskaloosa, Kansas. Coming in the line, sport number 61 out there. Fourth down, one. Ravens went for it on fourth down. They were not successful. Mid-America, fourth and one.
Wilson, Glazer, and Anderson in the middle.
QB hands off, running back, breaks a tackle, and there he goes. Hit the 35-30 down to the 27-yard line. The Ravens failed to make the tackle in the backfield because you won't see Spangler miss often.
Yeah, Spangler was one-on-one in the backfield, which was going to be a turnover on downside play, but he just couldn't quite wrap the little running back up and bring him to the ground. A big play right there by Sean Cherry.
Raven defense has been on his heels all afternoon. 2:40 to go in the opening quarter. 7-7 ball game, first and 10. Mid-America at the Raven 28. The motion to the right side. Quarterback back to throw again off the play action. Now looking left. Now he's going to be chased out of the pocket. He's going to be hit. The ball stripped loose. Benedictine takes it away. Cornerback Blake Adkins trying to stay on his feet and reaching in. Joe just rips it. No?
Tim.
Tim rips it away.
Yeah, Tim Glazer has proven to be a problem for Mid-America. He has been in the backfield when he turns it on. And that time he reaches up, strips the quarterback, takes the football away, and stops. What was a big possession for Mid-America because they were moving the ball at will against that Raven defense.
At 6'2", 260, I was hoping he was going to pick it up and rumble. But he wisely covers it up, and Benedictine will put his offense out of the field. They'll be going into the wind for the last 2:28 here of the opening quarter. First and 10. I think I can hear him when he beat on the wind from 40 yards away.
Coaches just take the headsets off anyway.
That's third down. Rolling right, throwing right, over there, and out of bounds. He caught that wide out of bounds on the right side, incomplete. Ravens second and 10.
So it's going to bring up second and 10. And for the Ravens, again, ran the ball really successfully the last time. Now you've come out running the ball. They're going to stick with Dalton in the backfield.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's Witherspoon back there, and the Ravens are going to have Buteau to the near side. In fact, Trips to the near side, the wide side. Second down, 10 BC. On their own 37-yard line in a tie game. And here's Witherspoon. He'll try to bounce outside. Markers all over the place. And 9-yard gain probably coming back.
Yeah, it's coming back because that time the big guy in the middle, Kevin Griffin from Mid-America, was right there, and then he wasn't. So you got to feel like it's going to be a hold against the Ravens. And for Benedictine, though, they've had some luck running the ball right now with Dalton Witherspoon. You talk about a guy who coming into today's game had 12 carries in the first 10 games. And personal foul against Mid-America, hands to the face.
There you go. That's Kevin Griffin you talked about. He's a big guy, hard to miss at 5'11 and 330 pounds. He's a man out there on the field.
He's going to chuck the 15 at the end of the run, and this is going to take it all the way down to the Mid-America, 39. So that's a big, big penalty against that Mid-America defense.
I haven't seen a lot of penalties, a couple of five-yarders, but this is the first major penalty of the afternoon.
I figure Griffin was right there, and then he disappeared. It had to for sure be a holding, but first and 10 for the Raven offense.
2 minutes ago in the opening quarter, a tie game at 7. Quarterback Garrett Kettle is back to throw for the Ravens. Steps up in the pocket, throws. He's got a man wide open. It's going to be Reed Levi. Reed to the 20. Reed to the 15. Reed to the 10. Reed is down to the 7-yard line. First and goal, Benedictine. It took both free safety Dylan Proctor and quarterback Anthony Seo to make the tackle, Reed Levi.
Well, Reed Levi running across the middle of the field wide open, and at 6'4", 233 pounds, that's a big target for quarterback Garrett Kettle. Got a problem?
Yep.
Hey, there you go.
How about that? It's not a problem. It's a fix.
So with a minute 44 left here in the first quarter, the Ravens will have a first and goal at the 9.
You know, Reed's college or high school is not that far, a couple, 3 miles from here, probably Rockhurst, or not that far away. Quarterback Garrett Kettle, a little misdirection, straight ahead at the 5, touchdown Ravens! Garrett Kettle fakes the pitch, kind of stops, and then it's just a basic quarterback draw into the end zone, and Benedictine is in front.
Yeah, it was a basic quarterback draw, but the problem was that the linebackers got out, the guards got up, and were able to pin him out, and there was nobody but Garrett Kettle and his safety in the middle of the field. Kettle runs him over on his way to his first touchdown of the afternoon.
The PAT coming up from Nick Ingalia. He's a right-foot kicker, and you mentioned you had a SJA. That's not far from here either in Leawood. The kick is up. The kick is good, and we're taking a break with a minute 27 to go in the opening quarter. Ravens have come from behind. It's now Benedictine 14, Mid-American 7.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Benedictine kick is away, is caught for the win, high and brought down to the 14-yard line, and up with it is going to come St. Louis, and they return straight up the middle, and he is hit by Solomon Wallace, just kind of helicopters in the air, comes down, it's a short return, and for Mid-America, with a minute 23 to go in the opening quarter, they trail by a touchdown, first and 10, now at their own 23.
I don't know anything about Missouri high school football, but I saw yesterday Solomon Wallace's high school, Lutheran North.
Yeah.
Got upset last night, and that was like one of the bigger upsets in the state.
Well, it would have to be because if you remember, you're a former Raymond,
yeah.
And some plays now at Clemson, right?
Yeah, Toriano Pride.
Yeah. Toriano Jr. plays now at Clemson, went to Lutheran North. So. First and 10, Mid-America from their own 23-yard line. running back in motion, first left, then right. Now the quarterback's going to throw to him. He'll catch it at the 20, bounce away at the 25, sidestep the defender up to near the 30-yard line. That was a nice 7-yard pickup. And Dwayne Lacy will make the stop on the play. Isaiah Williams, the freshman out of China Spring, Texas, not China Grove. That's something different. But I'll tell you what, he's fast. He zips. He first goes to the left, then loops around the quarterback, comes back to the right, and then ultimately took that pass on the run. Second down and short. The handoff to the running back. He'll dance left side. He's got room to the 40-yard line at first down with lots to spare. And a big run by Cameron Finley.
Yeah, and for the Ravens making the stop on that play, you're going to see, Fundagalle on the stop. There he is. Yanika, the freshman out of St. Paul, Minnesota, has played a little sparingly this season, only 8 tackles, but we've seen him in there a lot so far today.
Potentially the final play, the opening quarter of the pass again is going to be taken by Finley. He'll go left side, get to the 50-yard line, dive forward, coming up short of the first down. Tackled by Gavin Spangler. And Gavin, because he can do a lot of things, but Gavin's not built for, you know, open man-on-man coverage out space.
Yeah, he's more of a phone booth tackler, right?
Yeah.
Like, get in the box and be able to take him down. Now we bring up a second and short for the Pioneers.
They're trying to hurry to get one more play off with the wind. And the quarterback is back to throw. Again, coming out of the backfield, it's going to be complete to the 50, 45, and all the way down to the Raven 40. Goes Finley as the opening quarter draws to a close. We'll be back here in Olathe at the ODAC. Second quarter coming your way after one. Benedictine 14, Mid-America 7.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Good to have you back here in Olathe, Kansas for college football this afternoon, week 11 of the season, final regular season game, final game of the year for this Mid-America team who has the ball, first and 10 to the Benedictine 41-yard line. Ravens in front by a touchdown. Quarterback is back to throw, fires one over the middle, and it's going to be caught, taken at the 15, down to the 10, and tackled from behind at the 7-yard line. And again, the tackle by Fundagalle for Benedictine, but Isaiah Williams with the catch. Gus, why is the Ravens secondary having so much trouble today?
Yeah, they're just struggling to match up with the speed right now of the Pioneers.
Straight ahead run to the 10, to the 5, and diving for the goal line, coming up just short is going to be Cameron Finley's second and goal as Mid-America trying to tie this thing up.
Yeah, and right now the Pioneers are racing up over the football because they have the Ravens in the defense that they want, and that's why they're quickly snapping the ball again.
Second and goal, inches away. The official runs out of the middle. The handoff to the running back. No, he's going to throw it, and it's going to be caught. Touchdown, Mid-America.
That time, a 1-yard touchdown pass over there, too.
I don't know. He ran into the parking lot. He just jumped in a VW Golf and is headed toward 151st Street.
So it's going to be a 1-yard touchdown reception right there by Caleb Tannis. So Tannis with his second touchdown of the afternoon.
And again, the Benedictine defense really having some struggles here this afternoon with Mid-America. Here comes the PAT, Trevor Hiley. He's 10 of 13. He's 34 of 35 on PATs today. And that one just ekes inside the right. And we've got a timeout. 14:22 to go in the opening half in Olathe. We're all knotted up. Ravens, Pioneers, deadlocked at 14.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals.
With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take Five, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
America, kick of the way. Jay Sean is going to catch it up short as the wind knocks it down, and we'll return it across the 30, up around the 35-yard line. Ravens will have it from there, first and 10. And Mid-America goes on that kick coverage play. Did a good job of utilizing the sideline and trapping Jay Sean up against it and, you know, keeping him from snaking that thing upfield. Ravens at the 36, first and 10. Quarterback Garrett Kettle. Garrett today, what, 3 of 5?
Hit 3 of 5 for 73 yards.
That's usually like in the first three downs or four. Back to throw, first down. Pass is going to be caught on the near side, and it is going to be for relatively short yardage. Taken on the near side and out of bounds at the, they're going to mark him around the 42. Give him about a half a dozen on a first down catch. That's Ethan Perrott.
David Wright is going to have to check out as his helmet pops off, and it will bring back into the ballgame Kelvin Broussard, a sophomore in the Spring, Texas. It'll bring up now a second down for the Ravens. And you got to remember, this is their first possession with the win now at their back.
Second down for Benedictman and four at their own 42-yard line. Little wraparound handoff. Dalton Witherspoon gets to the 40, breaks a tackle, puts his head down, and powers out of bounds near the first down marker. And a Pioneer player who missed him is now on the ground across the way. He just missed him and hit the ground hard.
Well, no, this what happened was he tried leading with his head, and he got a shoulder pad right from Dalton Witherspoon as he turned that corner. That's going to be a tough break for that Pioneer player over there.
Well, he's over on the Benedictine sideline, and he's struggling, can't quite get to his feet. And now the training staff dashes over to lend him some assistance. Hey, well, halftime today, we're going to talk to Coach Folsom.
Yeah, Coach Folsom's team came up a little short last night. They've got action this afternoon in, what, a 4 o'clock game, 3 o'clock game with Avila?
Yes.
So, So let's talk about the Ravens running the ball right now with Dalton Witherspoon. He's a guy who, coming into today's game, had 12 carries for 53 yards. Prior to that, he has 4 carries today for 34 rushing yards today. So,
the official still, they're taking a little time looking at the injured player across the way for Mid-America. So, yeah, Coach talking to us at halftime. We'll look forward to that. And so that we're going to take a little bit of a breather. What do you say? Taking a break here. 13:52 to go. Still in the second quarter in Olathe, where remains Benedictine 14, Mid-America 14.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
So been a backup player coming off the far sideline, has a trainer on either side, kind of helping guide him safely back to his team's bench. Cold day outside, Gus. You reported it's 27 degrees. The kickoff felt like 17. Nice crowd on hand supporting both of these teams, and every possible form of winter garb is going on out there. We've got the polar suits. You know, we've got the heavy jackets, the parkas. I see someone with, it looks like a small woodland creature curled up on top of their head trying to keep their head warm. I mean, it's like remarkable. Some people, you know, dug deep in a closet pulling out the cool weather gear this afternoon. Here comes Benedict, and after that run, it'll be first and 10 Ravens at their own 47-yard line. Kettle will take it, flare it over to the near side. Jay Sean makes the catch at the line of scrimmage, and he's going to get very, very little, maybe nothing at all. And just again, that play took forever and a day to develop, it feels like to me.
Yeah, I mean, Ravens stretched that play out. Mid-America was over there using the sideline as that extra defender. And the Pioneers had it sniffed out from the beginning. The Ravens are going to bring Dalton back into the ballgame. They're going to take LeBron out. So
we've seen Mid-America run that exact play probably, what, three or four times already today? That exact play? So for the Ravens, no gain, second down, and let's call it second down 10 at the 47-yard line, their own. Running back is about three steps behind quarterback Garrett Kettle. Wraparound handoff, and he will go straight ahead to the 45, gets to the 50, where two or three defenders slow him down. He'll push forward for a couple of more, down to the 48, turns into a five-yard gain, just straight ahead running for Dalton Witherspoon.
Yeah, right now Dalton's running the ball.
You know what Dalton's doing?
Really well, like just putting his head down and going.
He's making an argument to make the cut roster for next week.
Yeah. And, you know, that's something we'll talk about as the game progresses, but for Coach Osborne, I mean, that's going to be a tough list to try to come up with.
Gathright and Todd are on the right side for Benedictine. You got Buteau on the far side. Third down, five, Ravens just across midfield. Motion will come to the near side, and now settling up is going to be Damon Wigan for the first time today. He's in the backfield to block. Quarterback is back, swings it over. Jason will take it to the knee. Gets to the line of scrimmage, turns it upfield, reaches out to pick up the first down, and he was hit way out of bounds across the way.
Yeah, that time Kate Kelly, the linebacker, was over there, and he turned his back for just a second to Jayshon Todd, and it allowed Kettle to check it over there to Todd in the flat and pick up the yardage necessary.
But here's
the deal. You're going to get the penalty for a late hit out of bounds.
Oh, did they penalize that? I saw it. I didn't see a penalty marker.
Personal foul, late hit out of bounds against Mid-America. Tack it to the end, and Benedictine's going to be somewhere around the 28-ish. So
okay,
that time you got to slow down if you're Kate Kelly out there, right? You understand that he's out of bounds. Don't hit him. Yeah, so they're going to mark it 29. My math's off a little bit.
Not bad. That's close enough. First and 10, Benedictine. Now they've got the ball deep in Pioneer territory with 12 minutes to go in the opening half in a 14-14 ball game. Again, single man to the right side of the QB, and he's back to throw, rolling right. Garrett's going to throw, and he's got his man caught inside the 20, the 17-yard line. First and 10 to Gathright.
That time, Kevin Ledesma Garcia makes his 24th tackle of the season, but not before the Ravens able to pick up another first down.
Now, Beef coming in for Mid-America. I mean, the big, strong guys like Kevin Griffin. We've already talked about him at 5'11 and 330 pounds.
Okay, I'm going to talk about Kevin Griffin. They may say he's 5'11, 330 pounds.
Yeah.
He's like 5'8 and 350 pounds, okay? I mean, he is just a solid individual there in the middle.
Big man. First and 10, Ravens at the 17. Motion to the left, and it'll hand off. It's going to go to Jay Sean. He'll cut back into the middle, and Gus, he just kind of turned right into three red Mid-America jerseys and was stopped immediately. Went again with his speed. You'd have expected him to accelerate to the edge. Shaden Siegfried will get credit for the tackle. He's the number two tackler on his Pioneer defense.
Yeah, and that time, there just wasn't much going on with that speed around the end. It's going to bring up now a second and 8 Witherspoon back in.
I am also going to share with you that I'm surprised they haven't gone deeper like they did early.
Now, understand, Witherspoon's got two sets of stats, so he's got like 6 carries for 44 yards. He had 53 coming into today's game, so almost as many yards today that he has in 10 weeks.
Colin Payne is in the game for the Ravens. He's very wide to the right side. Quarterback is back to throw. Garrett looking, now chased out of the pocket, now rolling, now looking, now throwing into the end zone. Touchdown! touchdown, Ravens. How about the big Reed Levi?
Yeah, that time Reed Levi running in the back of the end zone by himself. I think two defenders looked at each other and thought, well, I thought you had him. See, now they're talking over here on the near side. See, they're both having a little discussion. That is between the safety, Daylon Proctor, and an outside linebacker, Kate Kelly. Neither one of them knew who had Reed Levi, but Garrett Kettle says, I've got him for six.
Reed Levi, 6'4", junior, Rockhurst High School product. The PAT is placed and kicked and no good. We're taking a timeout. Wide to the left side. 10:34 to go. We're in the opening half in Olathe. Benedict in 20, Mid-America 14.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
There goes the Ravens kickoff for the win. Yeah, it makes a difference as that one lands in the end zone and kicks back out to the one and dies, and it's going to be first and 10 for the Pioneers.
Look at Colin Bruner. He throws his hands up. He's a little frustrated with himself. That thing landed 1 yard deep and then kicked back into the field of play. If you could bring that just right about the 1 yard line and then get it to kick back into the field of play, like, you got something working.
You got something going on right there. So Mid-America comes out.
And by the way, cold weather was the only time that we ever saw kickers in the locker room for halftime.
they didn't need to get in that locker room. First and 10, Mid-America at their own 25-yard line. Handoff is going to go to the running back, and he'll bounce left, get across the line of scrimmage, cuts back into the 30, and picks up a first down. And again, look at Mid-America. Of course, he extends the ball forward, but he had the first down legitimately anyway. Sean Sherry getting 10. Jackson Hoskins with the stop for BC. And again, look at this. Mid-America gets the down to reach or the distance to reach plus a half a yard.
But you know what they're doing? Run outside, right? Like, don't run into the teeth of that Raven defense.
First and 10 at the 35. Quarterback is back, hit as he releases and throws that away. And that was a good job. Once he got in there, Tyler Wilson laid off the quarterback, didn't pile him up like he easily could have done.
Yep. Tyler Wilson, who's been a menace in the backfield all season, 6.5 sacks coming into today's game. It's going to bring up now a 2nd and 10 for the Pioneer offense. But a good job there by Blake Adkins, too, to just throw that thing away.
The wind continues just to be a gale force from the north and straight now into the Mid-America face. The QB's back wide open, and a badly thrown pass is well caught. Stopping, turning around, Sean Cherry out of the backfield makes the catch a yard short of the first down. If that is thrown better, because he might still be running.
Yeah, I mean, he was wide open, but did a great job of coming back, getting his hands under the football. It'll bring up a 3rd and 1 for the Pioneer offense.
3rd down and very short. QB will hand up in the middle. That is going to be the loss of 2. He runs inside. You talked about going into the teeth of that defense, and I see blue in there.
Yeah, you see Blue Kaplinger. You see Joe Glazer and Heath Baker all converge on the play. And if you're Mid-America, you don't want to punt it here, but I feel like you have to. Yeah. See, as much as you don't want to, you just can't allow Benedictine to get that 2-score lead right here.
This is the first time we've seen Grant Pella come in to punt this away for Mid-America. Did you hear that noise, Gus? That was just an iguana falling off the roof here, tumbling over. Last week against Missouri Valley, 3 punts by this Pioneer special unit. They fake it, and here's an up short man, takes it, he is hit, he is going to be stopped, he is not going to get there. What a job by Benedictine. They don't get him in the ground, but the officials blow it dead, 2 yards short. It was a good job of the punter to leap up like he was going to try to field a high snap, but they snapped it to the short guy, Zach Gill. Smelled that thing out like he had a pizza in the oven.
Yeah. Zach Gill did a great job of stopping that play, and Benedictine will force the turnover on down.
Paul St. Louis is still out here arguing with the official on the near side. That's not going to get you much. 8:55 to go in the opening half of Benedictine, who leads by six. Gus is going to have this football and some great field position as the defense did a superb job of sniffing out and stymieing the special team's fake play. The fake punt, not successful. First and 10 Ravens at the 43-yard line in Mid-America territory. And who we got in the backfield on this sequence? Is that going to be Witherspoon back there again?
Yep.
First and 10. QB back to throw. Garrett, he wants the home run. He's throwing right. He's got Gathright goal line, and it is intercepted in the end zone. A badly thrown pass that was short and is taken away by Tony Sayo.
Yeah, that's a nice job undercutting it. Anthony Sayo with his fourth interception of the season. You talk about Anthony. He had two interceptions last week in Mid-America, their 19th interception of the season.
And Benedictine with a golden opportunity. And Gus, that pass is thrown well. It is an easy score.
Yeah, that thing was well underthrown. And I don't get it because he had the wind right behind him. But for quarterback Garrett Kettle, it's going to be his ninth interception of the year. How many interceptions did Garrett throw last year? All of 21.
Nine.
So there we're going to talk about that here a little bit later. The numbers are very similar to last season.
First and 10 at their own 20-yard line. QB will hand up into the middle of the line. That is good for one. Quarterback Blake Atkins, 6'1", out of Pleasantville, Missouri, senior. Coming into the game today with 10 touchdowns, 6 interceptions thrown.
Zach Gill able to get in there and make the stop along with Gavin Spangler.
Pioneers led out and over the line of scrimmage by their big center. He's a big guy, too. Quentin Constantino. 6'2", 285. Quarterback is back to throw. Fires one near side. Caught on a sideline at the 28. It'll bring up a third down and a couple. Catch on the edge over here on the near side by Paul St. Louis. We've been talking about the young man out of Naples. He is a fiery player. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. Third down and a couple at the 28-yard line. Mid-America wasting no time. Quickly, right back up over the ball as we're at 8 minutes to go in the opening half. Ravens in front 20-14. QB will take it, hand off, running back, bounces outside, picks up the first down as he pulls away from the initial defender, and he'll have the first and 10, all the way up to the 33. Count about 5 on a third down, 2.
Javi Bloomquist comes up and finally makes the stop right there for the Ravens, but not before Mid-America able to pick up yet another first down this afternoon.
Zach Gill is in on that play, Gus, and he's from also nearby from Overland Park out of Blue Valley High School. Mid-America with a football at their own 32-yard line. First and 10, trying to get here by a half dozen. Handoff is going to go to the running back, and he will sweep to the right side, and he has room, 35, 40, 45, and up to the 50-yard line. Ravens finally are going to make a tackle. Jackson Hoskins again with a stop, but that was a nice zigging and zagging run by Cameron Finley. First down, Mid-America.
So the Ravens are going to change out their defensive ends now into the ball game. We'll see defensive end Jack Young out of Blue Valley Northwest, and they're also going to put Garrett Biden out there.
Silas Templeman is going to go very wide to the right side. They'll fill a slot to the right. First down, 10, call across midfield. QB will hand off, and there he goes at the 50-45. Running the defense at the 35, down to the 30-yard line. Sean Cherry. Come on, Schomburger makes a stop. And Gus, Mid-America right now embarrassing that defense. They're just running right at the teeth of it and picking up 10, 12, 15 at a time.
Yeah, right now Mid-America is putting up a lot of yards, right? They've got 188 receiving yards, and now they've got 188 rushing yards. So 265 first-half yards for Mid-America. For Benedictine, only 191.
QB's back to throw, eludes the first guy, but he's going to get sacked at the 35-yard line. How about that play by Jack Young, the junior out of Blue Valley Northwest?
Yeah, Jack Young's the guy who doesn't play much, and that time, you know, coach gives him the nod. He gets back there and gets his first sack of the season. It's a 5-yard loss. It'll bring up second and 15.
At the Benedictine 35-yard line, clock clicking along at 6:20 to go in the opening half. Ravens in front at 20-14, having missed a PAT on that last score of theirs. nowhere to the backfield for the QB, and he is back to throw all day. Gets it away, caught inside the 25 of the 24. It'll bring up now a third down and four. And again, Gus, that offensive line giving Blake Atkinson time to let those guys run those routes.
And now the Ravens are going to try to speed that up a little bit. They're going to bring in some of their speedier guys. You're going to see Joe Burke in there. They're going to see Tyler Wilson and Heath Baker come back in on this pass rush.
Third down call. QB is back. Steps up. He is hit as he releases the ball. That's Baker. And it's going to go incomplete as he was spinning around. Baker and Wilson all over him. And again, there's that outside edge rush.
Yep, we talked about it. By bringing in a guy in the middle like Joe Burke, you're able to kind of eat up the middle and then let Tyler Wilson and Heath Baker go. Now it's a fourth and four, a big play right here for the Pioneer defense on a possession that was set up by an interception.
They had trouble a moment ago going on fourth to try to draw the defense off. I'm not sure they're really thinking about snapping this ball on fourth down and nearly five. Hard count. Play clock's at 12. They got plenty of time. They'll look over to the near sideline at Coach Hansen and see what he wants them to do. Play clock is at 5. They have no intent of snapping a ball. Play clock's at 2. And will they get a timeout? Yeah. So they're going to take a TO. Let's do it, Joseph. 5:39 to go in the half. Mid-America deciding what they want to do. Benedictine 20, Pioneers 14.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
All right, as we come back, Mid-America's going to run four guys to the short side of the field. Nobody wide right, nobody in the back, with the quarterback who's back to throw. Fourth down call over the middle. It's going to be caught wide open at the 20, at the 15, at the 11-yard line. The Pioneers, Gus, they put together four receivers on the short side. Then they snuck the tight end off the right side and snuck him around behind the defensive front and got him wide open in the seam.
Yeah, and the thing was, you had a whole lot of attention on the other side, and then you just sneak the guy through the backside, and a great job right there of play calling for the Pioneers.
First at 10 of the 14, timing pattern, left side of the end zone, broken up, it's incomplete. They were looking on the edge for Tannis. Jackson Hoskins says, not this time.
Yeah, Jackson Hoskins did a great job of keeping step for step with Tannis, but give credit to Tyler Wilson, who put a big hit on quarterback Blake Atkins as he let go of that ball, and Atkins watched the rest of that play from his back.
5:20 to go in the half. Mid-America keeping Raymond territory at the 13, looking at a second down 10. Running back on the right side is going to be Sean Cherry. He's been a good ball carrier. This time he's going to be out as a receiver. Pass over the middle. It's going to be caught and dropped. Poorly thrown. Looking for Isaiah Williams. Because if they put it in front of him, he might have scored. He put it behind him off his inside hip. He could not turn around to catch it.
Yeah, Isaiah Williams has been the leading receiver for this Mid-America team this season. 667 yards on 45 receptions. In that time, though, trying to catch one at his knees, couldn't hold on to it. It's going to bring up a third and 10 for the Pioneers, and what you got to feel like in four-down territory.
Sun popping out a little bit makes you want to get out on the lanai. You know, it's just tropical here, 27 degrees. Third down 10 at the 13. Quarterback play action goes over the middle. It's going to be caught and short at the 6-yard line and a late penalty.
Yeah, we're going to probably have an ineligible receiver downfield. You had three linemen that were about 5 yards down the field. There it is, ineligible receiver against the Pioneer. So, again, a nice play, and he gets negated by the penalty. Excuse me, second down.
No, second time that happened.
Oh, second time. All right. So it is third down.
Yeah.
What, 15?
Yeah. And again, second time Mid-America's had those linemen trying to get down there to do a little. They want to get a little block down there
because that negated a huge play by Tiennes,
yep.
Right? Yeah,
exactly right. So here comes Mid-America. That penalty's going to push it back to the 18-yard line, 3rd and 15. Long count, Atkins, back to throw. With time, so short, caught at the 16 down there. That's a gain of about 3.
Maybe, right? That time Blue Kaplinger comes up and makes the stop. And the Pioneers, are they going to try to kick this?
Well, it looks 46. Like.
There he is, Trevor Hiley.
He's been okay this year. 10 of 13 field goal kicking effort this year. As long as at 45, this is going to be not that long. About a 34-yard effort by the Willard, Missouri native, Trevor Hiley.
Kicking into that big wind right now.
It is down. It is up. It's blocked. It's knocked down at the line of scrimmage. How about Heath Baker, the Atchison, Kansas native, the sophomore, and the Ravens do not give any points.
That time Heath is 6'3", extends that arm and blocks it. And for Mid-America, that was a possession that was set out by a big interception in the end zone, and they don't get any points out of it. Their last possession, they fake a punt, don't come away with any points. And right now, the Pioneers are playing well enough on defense, but the offense needs to get going. Got a lot of yards, not a lot of points.
Speaking of the offense, looking to get going, here comes Benedictine. They've got 20 points so far today, leading 20-14. Just over 4 minutes to go in the first half here in Olathe. Ravens coming into the game at 9-1. They'd like a 10-win regular season.
Remember, Mid-America won the toss deferred to the second half, so the Pioneers will get the ball out of the locker room.
Garrett Kittle waits for the snap, takes a look over at each sideline. Now, we'll take it, back to throw, fires it left, has his man, caught, breaks the front tackle at the 35, and has a first down at the 37-yard line. Nicely done by Gathright on the far side. First and 10, Benedictine.
Okay, can I tell you, if there's a play that David Wright is out in the game for Mid-America, he's a great-looking defensive end at 6'2", 70. I think he spends more time talking to the officials than he does trying to go after the quarterback.
He likes to visit. He's a social kind of a guy. Here's the QB, and now it's going to be a draw play by Kittle to the 40, 45, and he'll be about a half a yard short of the first down across the 46-yard line.
And that time coming up to make the stop for Mid-America, you had Kate Kelly and Siegfried in there. It's going to bring him now a 2nd and 1. Ravens going to run with, Jayshon in there. You also have Harry O'Neill. He's going to be your other tight end.
You got O'Neill and Zimmerman both in the ball game now for Benedictine. It's a 2nd down, 1 call. Ravens at their own 46-yard line. 3:10 left in the half. Now the Ravens are going to shift out of the double up. The tight ends on the right side split two receivers to the left. QB back looking over the middle, now running out of this pocket, running for his life. He's got some room, 45, 50, 45, and out of bounds with nobody near him around the 44-yard line. That was a nice, nice job, and Gus, he did the right thing running that ball and getting out.
Yeah, it was one of those things where I think Garrett really wanted to throw the ball, but if they're going to give you that much room on a 2nd and 1, pick up the first down, move the sticks, and it'll be a 1st and 10 for the Ravens at the Pioneer 45.
Dalton Weatherspoon back in the backfield. He's making a strong bid here late this season, and he's doing a really, really nice job.
Having a fantastic game today.
Weatherspoon is just to the left hand now of Garrett Kittle. 1st and 10, Benedictine just inside the Pioneer 45. Ravens leading at 20-14. Handoff is going to go to Witherspoon. He'll ride the wave to the 45, to the 40. Down very close to the first down mark. Give him 9 on that carry. And he just got behind some big old lineman and rode it downfield. And it was Raymond Escobedo out of Mesquite, Texas, the guy he was getting behind at 6'2", 90.
Okay, that did it. Dalton Weatherspoon has more yards in one half of football than he does in 10 games this season for the Ravens.
That means if you give me a chance, Coach, I could do it. Now he'll run to the outside, pick up a first down, breaks the tackle, 30, 25, 20, 15-yard line. There goes Dalton Weatherspoon, 1st and 10 Ravens.
You know, and I like what he did at the end of that play, right? He could have stepped out of bounds. Instead, he got low, put the shoulder pads out there, and picked up another 5. A great run right there by the freshman out of Windsor, Missouri.
2 minutes to play in the half. Benedictine with a football in. Gosh, right now, they're carrying a little load of momentum.
Yeah.
leading it 20-14. They have taken the ball after blocking that field goal effort, taking the ball inside the 15, first and 10 at the 13-yard line. Again, they're running back to the right side of the quarterback, Kettle. Receivers two to the right and one to the left on the first down call. Will hand off again to the running back. He'll cut to the left side, down to the 10, down to the 9, maybe even the 8-yard line. Goes Dalton Witherspoon.
But you understand why you checked that, right? So you went to a hard count right there for Garrett Kettle. On the hard count, the safety and the cornerback both took a step back. So all of a sudden it told you that they're bailing on the play. So you can kind of run downhill at them a little bit. Picks up 4. It's going to bring up a 2nd and 6.
Back into the ball game, and setting up as a wing on the right side is going to be Reed Levi. He's got 1 touchdown catch already this afternoon, and we're at a minute to go. Rayshon Mills in the backfield. Now Levi will set up as a wing to the left side. Are they going to run short side? Quarterback is back. Chase out of the pocket. Rolling left all day. Throws it back in the end zone. Did he get his feet down?
Sure did.
Touchdown, Ravens! In the back of the end zone. What a fantastic play to the chagrin of Pioneer fans in the place.
Yeah, that time Ethan Perrott just catches the ball, double taps it, and then walks out of bounds. Like, it wasn't just a catch in high school. It wasn't a catch in college. That's a catch in the NFL. A double tap for the freshman, and Ethan gets his first touchdown of big-time football.
Pioneer player is down where he was chasing the quarterback. He was running after the quarterback, and guys, I think that he kind of stepped or maybe misstepped and got twisted up and turned a little bit sideways.
Well, I don't think if you saw the collision in the backfield, that's where two Pioneers ran into each other and allowed Kettle to kind of roll out. And now, Ravens bring Nick Ingolia in.
Are
for
you surprised?
The division. Well,
I go for 2.
Maybe a little bit.
You know, we missed the PAT. Benedict missed the PAT.
You don't chase that point just yet in a game where you probably aren't going to need to chase that point.
Okay. Well, if that's the mindset, then, yeah, why would you bother? By the way, the player coming off the field for Mid-America is going to be Marcos Flores, right? He's freshman out of Olathe.
Yeah, out of Olathe East. 24 tackles, 2 sacks, and a pick already this season.
And we will see what Nick does with this PAT effort. The last one, Garrett just couldn't get down. The snap was not quite where he wanted it to be. And we will see what happens here. Kettle has a word with Nick. Okay, snap is beautiful. The kick is on its way. Count that one, and we're taking a break. 54 seconds to go in the opening half. Benalita, Benedictine 27, Mid-America 14.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Well, I mentioned last time, Nick Ingolia kicked off and went a yard deep in the end zone and kicked back out. He's got to see if he can drop this one around the 2. And it lands just the 1, but goes into the end zone. That was a nice kick, by the way. Just where exactly where he wanted it to go.
Kind of a game right now for kickers,
for sure.
Right? Like, here you go. All right. Can I drop it down there? So, for the Pioneers, they've got 54 seconds to work with. They've got all 3 timeouts, and they get the ball to start the second half. So this is a big possession for them, finding Mid-America trailing by 13. You'd like to get some points out of it. Your last 2 possessions have ended in a fake punt that failed and a blocked field goal.
Here comes the Mid-America offense and senior quarterback Blake Atkins. He will fake the flare, hand off in the backfield, and his running back is going to go for 1.5 yards. And Cameron Finley,
Javai Bloomquist, along with Gavin Spangler, and the Pioneers seem maybe okay with just running this clock out.
Straight ahead for 1, 2nd down 9. Same set. QB is back. Now he's looking to the flat. Throws it to his running back coming out of the backfield who darts out of bounds, picking up about 4 or 5 around the 25.
Okay.
Maybe even the 26.
Now, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
If you're mid-America,
aren't you worried about having a punt?
Right. Like, Benedictine's got 3 timeouts to win at their back and a chance to maybe get this ball back.
And
so,
if they run, mid-America runs here, does not pick up the first down, you've got to call a timeout, right?
You call a timeout as long as they don't get it.
For sure. Exactly. As long as they're not picking up a first down, Ravens are going to stop the clock. Back to throw again. QB looks left, now looks right, hits his man. He's going to get the first down plus at the 35, puts his head down to the 40, up to the 43-yard line. And there was a ton of green out there, wasn't there?
Yeah, and now if you're Mid-America and head coach Paul Hansen, now weren't you looking back going, maybe I should have pushed the ball a little bit? The Pioneers are going to utilize their first time out. We're going to keep it here, Joseph. But now, aren't you kind of looking back at it as hindsight being 20-20, and you're like, maybe I should have pushed that a little more on first down?
We talk about the crowd here this afternoon. It is outstanding. Mid-America, of course, here not only to support their team, to support the seniors, as it is their final game of the year, and it is senior day for Mid-America. Pioneers playing here at the Olathe District Activity Center without a field of their own on campus, although, and I had nothing else to do, and I did, I would have been interested to see how they did homecoming with Baker at home. And, you know, I'm curious how that exactly all worked out, but apparently it did. Mid-America in their red uniforms, by the way. Red jerseys and red pants. Silver helmets with white lettering and trim for Benedictine. And Mid-America is in all red. Benedictine is in all white. White jerseys, white pants. Black helmets and red lettering and trim. No confusing what team you're on out there today. Bright white or bright red?
Can I tell you, though, when they play Grandview, it has to be confusing with all silver, though.
Oh, yeah. Those silver helmets. A little motion to the middle, and now the quarterback is back.
Oh.
And, wow! Had the official not blown a whistle and stopped the play, Tim Glasser would have still had Blake Atkins rolling.
Wow.
My goodness.
Tim got back there in a hurry, and they're going to say, well, false start against Mid-America. So the 5 yards is really not a bad deal if you're Mid-America right now because Tim was shot out of a cannon.
Hey, he's 6'4", 260, and I guess I'm impressed with the speed we've seen him coming off the ball with. First down at 15. That's not exactly what Mid-America was looking for here, is they're trying to maybe press downfield to get an opportunity of some kind of points before we go to the locker room.
571 yards of total offense in the first half.
Remarkable. So we're looking at 11 going on 1,200 yards of offense today at this clip, right?
Kind of like
if you project it forward
again, just not as many points.
First down, QB is back. Steps up in a pocket, pass is a pick. No, that was a tremendous effort. At the 40-yard line, one of the Ravens just goes headlong. Javi Bloomquist ends up knocking it to the ground, and guess he looked like Superman. He had gone airborne after that thing.
Okay, now I have a question for you. After a play like that where Bloomquist looked like
just
he could have taken
knee.
It back to the house,
like
now you're thinking, playing with fire a little bit, and
nope.
The Ravens have dropped Lamont Schomburger way back there. He's got 4 interceptions on the season. If I'm in America at this point with 17 seconds, it's not a lot of good, I feel like.
No, that's not what's going to happen. Finley's in the backfield. The quarterback is back to throw. Finley tries to cut the defender. Quarterback is running for his life. Rolling. Now just throws it downfield, and it's going to be out of bounds with 0.8.
Yeah, and now you're going to lose an offensive lineman that's rolling around injured on it.
Joseph, we're going to take a break in the last second of the opening half. Benedictine 27, Mid-America 14.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
There's basketball going on at the Norman Gymnasium this afternoon. A couple of games in the Benedictine Classic, the ladies' classic up there. And first game beginning at 1 o'clock. Second game is going to be at 3 as Benedictine will be playing Avila. I'm just going to throw this out. Benedictine playing Avila. Remember, you heard it here first. All right. 27-14. The Ravens are in front, and we're just inside a second to play, as with the help of plenty of his good friends, a lineman for Mid-America is being helped off the field. He got dinged up a little bit on that play a moment ago.
Right?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So for the Benedictine men, they were in action last night. Is there at McPherson? In the Bulldog Classic, Bethel coming away with a 67-59 win there. The Benedictine men will be back in action tonight, a 6 o'clock tip against McPherson.
Not McPherson. There's no fear, right?
Yeah, no fear in McPherson.
All right. Instead of getting popping out a little bit, 0.8 seconds to go, and that clock having stopped will allow Mid-America a final play. And again, they're going to spread the field. They're going to go for it again, and now they're going to go to the draw play. Straight ahead, running to the 40, and spun and dropped to the ground as Cameron Finley, as the opening half, draws to a conclusion.
That looks like a long run, right?
Yeah.
6 yards.
Well, he ran a long way side to side.
Right, but I mean, I'm just sitting there thinking, man, he just chalked up a bunch of yards. No, he chalked up 6, and we are going to the break.
We'll be back here in Olathe. Talk about that first half, and more will return. Intermission score, the Benedictine Ravens 27, Mid-America 14.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat Menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take 5, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat Menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us here in Olathe, Kansas, where officials are still, for some reason, not requesting a clock running. The officials, everybody's gone. Oh, wait, no, he's standing up in the pile. I don't know what he's waiting for. Some of these guys just really like to have control of that clock, don't they? They're just going to wait. He's kind of looking around. Yeah. There's one more trainer trying to hustle out the field. We are going to have that completely cleared field. We're not fooling around here. There we go. All right. Well, that's handled. It's halftime. 27-14 at Benedictine in front. And, guys, we saw some disappointing things for the Ravens. And we saw some really spectacular things. It was one of those halves that it felt to me like for Benedictine, when they wanted to, they just reached over, flipped that switch a little bit, and away they went. I mean,
yeah.
That's kind of the vibe I got.
Yeah, and that's kind of how the day has gone. But you can't do that, right? No, I talked about it in the Dairy Queen.
That's dangerous business.
In our Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game, that was one of them. Don't overlook this team. This team is a Mid-America team that can score a lot of points. They are very confident in themselves. And they caused you a lot of problems last year, so don't take them lightly. And I think at times Benedictine might have, and you can talk to Coach Osborne, and he'll disagree because coaches should. But I think when they really needed to, Benedictine stepped up. They were able to do the things they wanted to, right? On their last, okay, so they had a turnover on down. And this is maybe the other thing that you feel like Benedictine didn't play great in the first half, okay? But they scored 27 points. They had six possessions. On those six possessions, they scored four touchdowns on their last five possessions. The only one they didn't was where they threw the one pass straight to the end zone after the fake punt and got intercepted.
Yeah.
So, I mean, really, it doesn't feel to the level that we expect from this team. We're still really good.
We're spoiled, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's just start with that.
I think
that.
That's the problem. And then when you start looking into the numbers, that
you look at the score, 27. Well, you're 54 pace, right?
Yep.
54. Who doesn't take 54 on a Saturday afternoon?
Now, tell me this.
Huh?
How impressive has Dalton Witherspoon been?
He has been as good a running back as we've seen for Benedictine this season.
Yep.
At least in this game today, he has been.
Yeah, and they've got the stats all cleaned up for you.
Good.
But Dalton Witherspoon.
9 carries for 80.
80.
That's how it should be. You know, what'd that give you? 7.5? 8, 9? Net 80. So, yeah, you're almost 9 a carry. That's a decent number right there.
Yeah, I mean, and just running downhill, running really hard. Rayshon 3 for 8. Derek Overstreet 1 for 4 today. And by now, the Ravens just seem like they've settled that Dalton is going to be the guy running the ball at least today.
Yep, and the way he's running, I'm good with that today.
Reed Levi, 2 catches today, 45 yards and a touchdown for quarterback Garrett Kettle.
Is there a national statistic for most touchdown catches as a ratio to receptions?
Yeah. Touchdowns to reception ratio.
Yeah, I mean, because of that, he's got to have, like, what, half of his catches are touchdowns?
Yeah, probably right there. You talk about quarterback Garrett Kettle today, 9 of 12 passing, 135 yards with, what, 1 interception and 2 touchdowns,
okay,
along of 30.
All right, so he's thrown 9 of 12. So he's thrown 12 times. 9 and 5, you know, how many, 15, we're at 20 rushes or so.
Yeah.
So you run at 20, you throw it at 12. That is a reasonable ratio.
And the Ravens have 6 different guys that have caught passes today. Reed for 2 for 45, Gathright 2 for 28, Zimmerman and Overstreet 1 catch apiece, and 2 for Ethan Perot with that touchdown.
Now, let's talk about being spoiled a little bit, because, again, we have been just spoiled beyond any reasonable measure. You look at the scoreboard, we talked about the fact that Benedictine's on a 54-point pace. Okay, you look across the way, and even though some of them got in their car, and maybe a couple of them picked up their cushions and are just going to sit in the car and listen to us in the second half, but that's okay if it's warmer and you're okay with that. That's cool. We're happy to have you joining us from your car. But, Gus, look out of the field. What do you see? Nothing. Okay, we are so spoiled. You go to Wilcox Stadium, and what do you have? You've got nonstop activities going on. You've got the Raven Regiment out there. You've got, you know, introductions. You've got people getting recognized. You've got all kinds of things and events and stuff going on, and it's a fanfare-filled halftime. And here from Mid-America, I mean, you're looking across there. If there were a snail crawling across there, we would be able to see it and watch it, you know, go across the field.
Yeah, I think most people here are probably, on this side at least, going to make their way over to the Cook Center soon, is probably a little more interested in volleyball at this point.
Right. Volleyball, I guess, is doing well at Mid-America right now. That's all well and good. But right now, our focus is on football. With that in mind, we're going to take a break. It is halftime here at the ODAC. We'll be back to bring in the second half live in the 11th game of the season at intermission. It's Benedictine 27, Mid-America 14. We're kicking it back to Joseph and Care Sports Studio.
It's time for your Raven Halftime Show. Benedictine Raven football is brought to you by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
We've got Chant Folsom, Benedictine Women's head basketball coach. Coach, it is so good to talk to you. How are you today, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Tom.
And you got to be excited. The season is very young. I mean, with just a couple of games under your belt, but a lot more coming up and a couple this weekend. How you feel so far?
Well, we're getting there. You know, we got a lot of new players we're trying to factor in. We've got some injuries we've been dealing with a little bit, but I feel like we're progressing in the right direction. And, you know, excited for the games to come here. We got a tough non-conference schedule, and I think that's going to help prepare us for when once we get to conference play.
Well, we need to let the fans know, of course, it's your annual classic this weekend with Friday night and then Saturday afternoon games up in the Nolan Gym.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Yep, tonight we have a 7 o'clock game against Sterling. Sterling College is, I think, ranked 13th in the country, so that's going to be a big test for us tonight. And then tomorrow we're going to face Avila University out of Kansas City. We'll see them at 3 o'clock, and there'll be a game tomorrow before ours. Baker is going to play Sterling tomorrow. That's the schedule for the weekend.
And then what you've got coming up, you'll have a few more before the conference starts, right?
Yeah, then we'll just one more after that. Next Saturday, we travel up to Sioux City, Iowa. We play Morningside University. Morningside's ranked number 3 in the country, so a big test there. And then the following Saturday after Thanksgiving is when we begin conference play. So we got 3 games coming up, and then conference starts after Thanksgiving.
And, you know, part of that is, you know, just a handful of non-conference games, not like it used to be because the conference has expanded. Mm-hmm. You've got a lot more conference games, and you're kind of limited with the number of games you can have, right?
True, yes. So the NAIA's limit is 28 games, so you can only play 28. It used to be 30, but they dropped it this past year to 28. And then our conference actually expanded a little bit. Last year we played 19 conference games. We played everybody in the North Division once, everybody in the South Division twice. And this year we added 3 games, so we're actually going to cross over and play 3 teams in the North twice. It's kind of random for every team, so we'll end up playing 22 conference games and 6 non-conference games this year.
So the 2 out of the North that you played twice, it was just kind of a luck of the draw thing, really?
It was, yeah. There's a scheduler that does our league schedule, and she has no affiliation with anyone, and she just put teams together. So for us this year, we have Mount Mercy twice, we have Culver Stockton twice, and we have William Penn twice.
Well, it's better than going to Dubuque.
That's true, but we're on the year where we hit that game on the road anyway, so we are going to be going to Dubuque for that one. They're just not coming back down here to us this year.
Well, Coach, we need to talk about some of your athletes. First of all, since you had, you know, a great graduating class of, you know, wonderful, wonderful players, time moves on and it's time to replace them, but you're going to fortunately bring back a nucleus of good, good talent.
That's true, yep. And like you said, we did graduate 5 seniors last year, and 3 of them were all conference players, 2 of them are 1,000-point scorers, so we are losing quite a bit, but like you said, we've got other players ready to step up, fill those roles, take on bigger roles this year, and you know, some of those key gals, we've got 2 seniors this year. One of them is Twyla Carrasquillo that plays the power forward position. She played a backup spot last year, but it's kind of moved into the starting role this year. Then we have a starter back, Aaliyah Raines, who played the 2-guard position. She was honorable mention all-conference last year. She is also a member of the all-defensive team in the Heart of America Conference. So we're counting on those two being leaders. We've got another starter back that played, you know, filled in last year. We had 2, I guess you can, I don't know if you call them both starters, but they both play the point guard position. You know, the middle beginning of the year, Allie Kramer was our starting point guard, and she went down with an injury. She's now recovered from that and is back on the court, which we're super excited to see and doing great things. And then Kennedy Nicholson, who was a freshman last year, came in and ran the point when Allie went down, and she was honorable mention all conference last year. So she too is just a year wiser, year better, year smarter, and doing great things for us too. So those gals have been our kind of our core that's back, but then we've got some other gals that played last year. One of them is yet to get on the court because of injury still is Kyra Mizoraka. She's a 6'3 post player in the middle. we're excited that she gets to start practicing next week. So we're hoping in a couple weeks we'll have her back in the fold. And then we had a couple gals that played the wing spot. Riley Wade and Maddie Gerritsen are both factoring in right now, playing well, giving us some experience and leadership and understanding of how to do things out there too. So,
and when you add to those good returning experienced players, you're going to bring in a lot of young talent, and you've also got a transfer that people in the area are going to be excited to watch play.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, we've got five new players. Three of them are freshmen. Actually, six, I guess, because I keep forgetting Kathleen Stanley, another transfer that came last January. So this is her first time on the court. So we really have six new players, three freshmen, three transfers. So, you know, the transfer you're referring to, Josie Weiser, is, you know, coming to us from Missouri Western, where she played 2 years. And, of course, she was a high school standout and one of the best players in Northeast Kansas out at JCN when she was playing high school. So we're super excited to have her here. She was, you know, one of our top recruits coming out of high school, and she chose Missouri Western. So thankful, I guess, that she's decided to come back. And so she's been doing wonderful things for us so far. We're super excited to have her. And, you know, it's nice to have another local talent on our team this year.
Coach, that has been a hallmark for you and your teams over the years, is getting a lot of players within a really reasonable radius. And by reasonable, I mean, you know, hour or two, or even in the case, you know, sometimes reach out maybe several hours, but not so much, you know, like some teams are from the coast one way or another and they've got nobody nearby. It still helps with fans coming and just kind of helping the community buy in on some of these kids.
For sure. You know, I think way back 20-something years ago when I started here, it seemed like I found out quickly that female athletes as a whole, not all, but would rather be closer to home, you know. So we kind of kept our recruiting in that 3-4 hour radius. And I say this year for sure, most all of our players, we got a ton from Kansas, only a couple from Missouri. We've got one from Nebraska, one from Iowa, and one from Oklahoma, but pretty much all right here in the Midwest. And one other thing is there's a lot of talent in that area. You know, you don't have to really go out that much farther because there's so many good players in Kansas City, St. Louis, Des Moines, Wichita, all those areas. And we've been fortunate enough to get a lot of those gals to come play for us here.
And part of getting them, you're recruiting. And, of course, you got a great right hand to lean on with Andy Connolly. I have to keep remembering Connolly.
I know, right? Keep wanting to say Wilder, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, Andy Connolly. She's married, yep, with three little ones of her own now. But, yeah, it's been exciting. You know, like I said, I've been here 22 years now, and to have Andy with me for 15 of those 22 years, pretty amazing. You know, not a lot of programs have that kind of consistency in their coaching staff, you know, and have an assistant that's been here that long. So we do work really well together. It's great to have that. You know, other person that sees things similarly, you know, in part of the program and helping do things on a daily basis.
Talking about consistency in the coaching staff, you're also able to, you know, incorporate some young person who's from the area, mm-hmm. from the team,
right.
on the coaching staff, because Heather Runnebaum is helping out this year, and I'm sure she is a great person to have on the group.
Totally. You know, it's exciting to have her helping us out, too. Like you said, Heather is from Atchison, went to Morehill Mount Academy, played here for the past 4 years, and is now working on a graduate degree. We won't say what school she's doing that with, but no, it's actually down in Mid-American Nazarene. But anyway, but no, she's helping us to practice games and scouting and everything else. So it's great to have her here because she knows how we do things. She's 100% bought into what we do and is supportive of everything, and it's great to have her within our program helping us out right now. So it's been a blessing.
Now, you're going to be, again, playing in the Classic this weekend and then another game before the conference. This conference, not just the great competition you're playing, because you talk about Morningside, and I guess you do know the way. Do you need a map to get to?
Yeah.
Probably not.
I've been there a few times. Okay. You're right. Yeah, Morningside, that's where my oldest daughter graduated from last year. So, yeah, I know that route quite well.
And you've got great competition. I mean, the non-cons, just like you said, help you get ready. And then in this conference, this is such a salty conference. I mean, it is good top to bottom. And are there any teams that you're looking at this year that you're going to say, man, these guys look pretty loaded to me?
Yes, I mean, definitely. And I think, you know, as far as NAI women's basketball conferences in America, we're definitely one of the top two or three in the country. You know, last year we sent five teams in the national tournament. No other, there were one league sent six and another sent eight, but so we were the top three leagues in the country sending teams in the national tournament. And what else is impressive is that when those teams get there, they win. You know, last year we had four of the five win their first round game. We were one of those. And then we had two go on to the Sweet 16, and then we had one go all the way to the Final Four. So there's definitely great teams in our conference. And, you know, when I looked this year, we had a preseason poll and, we kind of got to see a little bit of who teams have recruited and who they have coming back. And it seems like this year, not a lot of the teams have their whole starting five back from last year. So they were already good last year and they got them all back. And with that extra year that kids can have now with COVID, you know, you never know who's a senior, who's a junior, who's what class. But, you know, right now I'd say the top would be Clark. You know, Clark returns their top eight players from last year. Three or four of them are COVID seniors, and they won the conference last year, went on the Sweet 16. So they're definitely up there. Then you got Central Methodist, who returns six of their top seven players. And they, the only one that graduated was the conference player of the year. She was a Division I transfer point guard from West Virginia. Well, she graduated, and now he brought in one up. Division I transfer point guard from Georgia Tech to replace her. So I think they're pretty stacked as well. And then you got a lot of teams, you know, that are right there with us, Mid-America Nazarene, Evangel, Missouri Valley. A lot of these teams are Mount Mercy have all brought back majority of their squads from last year. So I think it's going to be a battle this year, no doubt. And I think there's going to be a lot of depth in our conference, a lot of good teams, and every night's going to be a tough game. So.
Some quality coaches in this conference, too. I mean, there's some of the guys like John Lewis that we've seen around a long time. Janet Bruggen has been here now for a while. And we're going to see, returning to the conference, Tori Morello, because suddenly, you know, she's bounced back.
Yes, right. Yep, she was at Avila. And when Avila was in our league, she was an assistant coach for a lot of years. She was a great player there. And then she took over the program a few years back, and now she moved over and is now coaching at Baker. So, yep, we'll see her now back in the conference, and she's put up some good teams when she was at Avila, so I'm sure Baker's going to be a team to contend with as well.
And when you talk about the good teams, it seems like, you know, the good coaches put together the good teams, the continuity makes for good teams, and it's just kind of how it works. I mean, good coaches stick around, and it's just becomes kind of contagious, I guess, winning.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I mean, you know, there's a reason they're successful there. They've got colleges that, you know, support their athletic programs and want them to do well. And, you know, we're just like me here. I'm blessed to be at a place that, you know, is just one of the top, I think, NAI college campuses in America. I mean, it's just beautiful, and all the buildings and all the facilities we have and the support from the president, and, you know, it's just a great place to be and to see the growth that's happened at Benedictine over all these years, going from 800 students my first year to now 2,100 students. And I'm just blessed to be able to be here and be part of this place for so long, and love being part of Benedictine Athletics.
Let's talk about fans. Say somebody wants to come to the ball game, you know, tickets, how are they available? How is it done? Because, you know, the old days of walking up and telling Lee, you know, two, please, that's done,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we're gone digital. We're digital world now. So, yeah, a lot of it you can go find on our website. There's always a link there to purchase game day tickets. There's also a link on the website if you want to purchase season tickets, which would get you into both the men's and women's games all season long. So,
thanks for listening to the Raven Halftime Show, brought to you by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. We now rejoin Tom and Gus live at the stadium for second half action.
Hey, welcome back to the Olathe District Activity Center at Benedictine Football this afternoon, set to go to the second half. Ravens in front here in game 11 of the season over Mid-America, 27-14. Joseph back in the studio. My goodness, he's doing a good job as always. We appreciate him. Ravens have Cullen Bruner out to kick it off. As if you'll remember, the Pioneers won the flip, deferred it to the second half, and they will take the football. The Ravens are going to have the wind in the third quarter. Gus, I'm surprised that we didn't go to the fourth, but hey, It's the way they want it. Here's the advance, and there's the boot. It is high, end over end. Will be fielded at the 4. Cutting up the hash marks. Hit at the 13. Bouncing outside. Going the wrong way. Hey, you're supposed to go north, young man. He went south. Back at the 6-yard line. He just kept losing yardage.
Yeah, and that time, Harry O'Neill down there on kick coverage, able to pin Mid-America deep. And here's the deal. At the end of the half, the Pioneer offense started to sputter a little bit. They're going to have to get the offense to kick it back up to where they were at the start of the game. But they're looking at a long field here. This ball is going to be spotted down at the 7-yard line.
Now, the official had thrown a marker down around the 13. Then he picks up the ball because the runner intentionally, purposely, had run backward. And so it's not like he was just stopped and then shoved back. So they're going to have a first and 10 to their own 6-yard line. Here come the Pioneer offense. Mid-America, QB will hand off. They'll fake the reverse. Hit the back. There's two for the Raven defense. What a job by Benedictson. Gus, why would you get all fancy in the end zone?
Yeah, there we go. They're going to call it a safety. That time, they were trying to do what looked like maybe a double reverse or a pass off of it. When it was all said and done, the Ravens are going to get the 2 points. And that's big because that now makes up for the missed PAT earlier on.
Plus one.
Yeah.
Plus, Mid-America's going to be punting into the wind. And you're going to get the ball right back. One play into the second half.
Now you're trailing 15, right? You're down a touchdown, an extra point, a touchdown, and a 2 point. So that's a hard, hard play for the Pioneers. And as quickly as that, the Ravens get themselves on the board here in the second half, and they're going to set their kick return unit out.
29-14 Benedictine and 14:42 to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, I don't know, right?
So it's as simple as that. Joseph, we held on to it here after that score because typically after a safety and a punting unit comes out, it usually does not take typically very long for us to get back out there and get teams back out on the field. You know what? While they're doing that, let me just go here and we'll see if we can, if we've got anybody else's score coming in yet this afternoon. What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Right there.
There are some of them.
Look at that. Here we go. We got some. We've got a final score, the only noon game in his conference. Grandview handled Clark.
It was over before it started, but yes.
39-7. Other games going on are all very early in the third quarter. Missouri Valley leading Baker, 6-0. Evangel just beating up Central Methodist like everybody has, 23-0. You got Peru over Cobra, 10-3. And Graceland, a 34-13 lead in at halftime. Now, up the middle comes Benedictine to the 45, up to the 50-yard line. That was a nice little return up the near side for the Ravens. And BC will have the football first and 10 to bring back the return by Buteau.
So for the Ravens, they're gonna have a great start to the second half, right? You get the safety right away. Now you're going to get the ball in Pioneer territory to start this thing at the 49-yard line. So I'm a bad offensive coordinator because right now I would chuck one to the house.
This is where you go right for it, right?
Right.
Phil went in the backfield with senior quarterback Garrett Kittle. Receivers, two to the right, two to the left, a wing to the left side. First and 10 across midfield. Play action. QB is back to throw. Kittle will go deep, and he's got his back caught. 10, 5, 3, 2-yard line. Deep, deep goes Buteau. First and goal, Benedictin.
Okay, well, maybe I'm not so terrible, right? Like, that was the play call that it probably should have been, right? Run the deep post. Austin Buteau couldn't quite get it into the end zone, but now the Ravens are looking at it first and goal at the 3, and it's going to be Witherspoon as your tailback.
I thought that the Ravens could score 2 scores in the first 30 seconds, but it's going to take, like, the first minute of the second half for the Ravens to get their second score. You got Gathright over on the far side for Benedictine. You've got Witherspoon in the backfield. Is he going to carry this?
No.
Two to the right side. Kettle waiting for the snap. Motion will come to the short side. Keeby will take it. There's Witherspoon. Penalty markers everywhere.
Yeah, we're going to get
a delay time.
Yeah. See, and Coach Osborne's out on the field. He's not really happy. I think he might have got a timeout.
He did. Ravens are going to get a timeout. Let's hang on to it, Joseph. We don't want to miss this touchdown.
We're going to get another timeout. So, Coach Osborne not really happy with I think his offense right there. He's out on the field, had to burn that timeout right away. I get that timeout. You don't want to be backed up here. But for the Ravens, they were going to run motion, hand it off to Dalton Witherspoon, and he was going to walk into the end zone for a touchdown. I don't have a problem running the same exact play, even though you showed it.
Yeah, and they only showed a little of it, right? I mean, it's not like they completely laid it out, spelled it out, although if you watched a bunch or seen what they do, you probably come up with kind of sort of what's going to happen there.
And so, quickly, the Ravens are going to be out on the field. They're going to bring Tanner Zimmerman, the big freshman.
Look at the dancing. Look at the dancing over there on the far side. Jamming on the tune.
So, Witherspoon's going to stay out there. This time, he's going to be flanked to the left hip of quarterback Garrett Kittle.
Set up a little wing to the right side, and wide to the right side goes Buteau. He made a great catch a little bit earlier.
Nuges, I think he's going to get this touchdown run right at him.
He's in a great spot over there. They'll bring Reed Levi to the left, and a handoff again is going to go to Witherspoon. He'll get down to the one.
So at that time, coming in to make the tackle, Shaden Siegfried, the senior linebacker out of Denver, Colorado, makes the stop. The Ravens have a player that's a little slow to get up.
I think so.
Yeah.
So they're going to run the trainers out on the field. Take a little bit of a look at him. 13:39 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine in front here, 29-14.
The other two games going on around the conference. Peru State leading Culver Stockton 10-3 with 8.5 minutes left in the third quarter. And at halftime, Graceland leading William Penn 34-13. So I'm just interested now in that Graceland game. Is it? Yeah, see, it's still Judd Roberts, quarterback in that team.
Yeah. We haven't seen anything of young Ross in a while now.
Yes, since they came to Atchison, he has not played another down for him. So the Ravens, tight end Reed Levi, slow to come off the field, but will be helped off with the training staff. And for Benedictine, they're going to be now looking at a second and goal from the three.
Temperature outside has warmed up, right? It's now, what'd you say, 29?
29. Yep. Yeah. And it feels like 20.
There you go.
That's getting better.
Kind of toasty. No wonder I kicked my jacket off a while ago. There comes Benedictine, the ball down at the 1 yard line. Both Jay Sean and Jacob Gathright to the left side. Long count. QB will take it. Kettle rolling, going wide open. That's a touchdown, Buteau.
Awesome.
Benedictine. Add six more.
Austin Buteau, who caught the long post route and got to the three. Well, now he's going to catch a little out route and get the Ravens to now a 35-14 lead with the PAT coming.
So Benedictine continues to put some points on the board. Now you got Zion Mathis coming out there. When Zion comes out, everybody like says, I don't want to get in front of him.
Benedictine has now scored 5 touchdowns on their last 6 possessions.
PAT is airborne and good. And Joseph, we're going to take a break. 13:25 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine has roared to a lead. Ravens 36, Mid-America 14.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Good to have you back with us. It's a kick return by Mid-America. We'll have the Pioneers up around their own 30-yard line. Gus, you were talking a minute ago doing some math. So the Ravens in, what, a minute 35, have scored 9. But if you go back and in less than 2.5 minutes, in 2:29, the Ravens have scored, what, 16?
Yeah, 7-14 and 2 is 16. So
that's a lot of points in 2 minutes. First and 10, Mid-America at their 28-yard line. This is a huge possession for the Pioneers. They need to do something with this if they're going to have any chance here on Senior Day. Quarterback is back to throw. Atkins looking. Now a hit, spins, thrown to the ground at a loss of 5. Heathmaker gets back there. And, guys, that's his 4.5 sacks for Baker. And let's defend Blake Atkins a little bit. The coverage downfield was good. The blocking broke down. He was just trapped.
You also have to remember that back at the end of the first half, Mid-America lost their left guard for what was probably the afternoon. And so Benedictine going to maybe start teeing off, taking a few more chances.
Here's a running back hit behind the line of scrimmage. He'll drag a defender and get back to around the line of scrimmage. So let's make it a 3rd down and 14. And that's Blue Kaplinger back over with another stop. Blue out of Lewisburg, Kansas. From Lewisburg from here, it's about a... I'm not a golf guy, but, you know, I'm to one iron.
Well, I was just going to ask. I feel like we're kind of in that neighborhood. I've never been to Lewisburg.
Yeah, absolutely. 3rd down, 14. Mid-America, QB, 4-step drop. Looks downfield, has a man open, missed him. Threw the ball behind an open receiver in Isaiah Williams, who had not only, guys, he'd kind of gotten in that little open seam, but he did what Mid-America has done so well today. He got just about a yard beyond the first down stick, and had he caught it, would have advanced the chains, but did not.
And Isaiah Williams coming into today's game is the leading receiver for Mid-America, but the last two times they've tried to throw the ball at him, it's been terrible passes, right? High and behind him, then one at his knees, and now Jay Shaw Todd settles in somewhere around his own 44 for this punt return.
Kicking into the wind. The snapback is good. The pressure's on, and he gets away and kicks it away. And Jay Shaw just backs up, and that ball is not going to make it to midfield. So Benedictine will begin this possession. What is this, like the third possession of the second half? 12:03 to go in the third quarter.
Second.
It'll be first and 10. Because of safety.
Yeah, but can I tell you this? That possession right there for Mid-America is the first time we've had a second-half possession that Benedictine hasn't ended up with points. Throwing that
true.
Out there.
The ball is going to be at the Pioneer 48-yard line. Ravens will have it first and 10. 36-14 BC in front. 12:03 to go. And again, it's hard to believe, and I've mentioned it several times, that we're in Week 11, the final game of the regular season for BC. Quarterback back to throw.
Uh-oh.
Looking left, has his man, and makes the catch, and going to go incomplete in and out of the hands of Jay Sean.
We're going to get a penalty back here right at the quarterback.
Did he get hit?
No, I feel like we're going to get a hold against the Ravens.
I don't think the field bank is on or works or whatever. Here we go. Let's try. I hear the crowd. Yeah, no, it's going to be holding Benedictine.
So with that penalty, you should back the Ravens up to, I don't know, about 42-ish. Now we're going to see Gathright checking out, Todd checking out. Oh, the Ravens are making a lot of substitutions on this play.
You know, the third quarter's not gone very speedily. A lot of points, a lot of stuff going on. And we are 3 minutes into the third quarter. 36-14, Ravens in front. BC looking at a first and 20. And quarterback Garrett Kittle sets in the pocket, throws left, and is it going to be caught? If so, it's for a very minimal gain on the far sideline.
About a 3-yard catch over there by Ethan Perot.
Ethan likes catching him right on the edge. It'll bring up for the Ravens at the 45-yard line. 2nd down, 17. So that'll give him about 3 on that catch.
Gathright and Todd back in.
Lutell is wide to the near side. Perot is going to fill a slot to the right. They're going to shift over the tight end to the right side of Tanner. Tanner Zimmerman. 2nd down and long for Benedictine. The clock is running, though, now at 11.5 to go in the third quarter. Motion right, jet sweep, no. QB's back to throw, deep drop, fires one, ball tipped and incomplete. Well, I tell you what, Ravens could have had that thing picked off right there.
That time they were looking for a tight end middle screen to Tanner Zimmerman. But it's going to fall incomplete, stop the clock with 11:28.
And Benedictine looking now at a 3rd down and long. So for the Ravens, are you looking to pick this whole thing up? Are you just going to pick up a few and pump this thing away? I mean, how do you figure it? With the wind at your back, leading at 36-14.
I don't know. Mid-America's got a whole lot of guys in and running around, and do they have enough defensive?
Not sure. Giffen comes in late. Third down call. Deep drop by Garrett. Going deep over the middle. He's got his man tipped and incomplete at the 25-yard line. That was a nice defensive play by Mike Harrison, a freshman D-back.
Yeah, that time Harrison came across. The Ravens were looking to get it over there to Harry O'Neill. It's going to fall incomplete. Now we're going to get a penalty marker at the very end of this play.
Yep, way back in the secondary. And is somebody barking?
Yeah, too many people talking around the official. I'm thinking it's going against the Ravens, Jay Sean Todd.
So it's going to be fourth down and 17 and still.
Well, yeah, it's
going to
be. It's a dead ball penalty, though. And so it doesn't really matter if you take it or don't. It's dead ball, so it's still fourth down. So you would back them up.
So there you go. It will be assessed against Benedictine all the way back to the 30-yard line, and well, that's just going to give Gus Cullen-Bruner plenty of room to kick it.
Yeah, Cullen's a guy who only 42 kicks coming into today. How about this? This is the first time this afternoon Mid-America has forced Benedictine to punt.
Snap back, waist high, perfect, and the kick, oh, that's pretty nice. High and hanging, fair catch called for, very, very late, hit the 26-yard line.
That time flying down the field for the Ravens, Josh Morris, and forced the fair catch.
Yeah, Mid-America, I tell you, for a minute, Cameron Finley was like, I really want to carry this, and then he realized that that was just going to be a devastating hit he would have to absorb. So for Mid-America, first and 10 of their own, they're going to have a 27.
That's crazy. Benedictine punted 9 times last week against Evangel. We may get into the second half before Benedictine with their first punt of the afternoon from the reigning conference special teams players.
Yeah,
Cullen-Bruner.
Great week last week. His Ravens lead here at 36-14 with 11:16 to go in the third quarter. Motion will come to the right side, and quarterback Blake Atkins, now he'll loop back around to the left. They run this a lot. QB's back, hit as he releases his pass over the belt. Picked off! Intercepted at the 50! Here comes Jackson! Hoskins at the 40! He's going to be down there. Jackson Hoskins! How about that? His fourth interception. He is a guy who now had one last week and now one this week.
Yeah, that time the Ravens able to get pressure on quarterback Blake Atkins. And in the first half, he was able to rely on, if there was pressure, to chuck it deep. His guys could get to it. But the problem is, throwing into that wind, that time the ball just went a little errant. And Jackson Hoskins will give the Raven offense great field position.
You know what else we're going to see, Gus, next series? This is me reaching into the crystal ball. Mid-America's going to go to a new quarterback. I'm seeing Adrian Parsons warming up on the near sideline.
Okay, so in the second half, Mid-America, one play, a safety, a punt, and an interception.
A little wraparound handoff for the Ravens, straight ahead to the 40, breaking a tackle, 35, up the right side, 30. Look at Dalton Weatherspoon, picking up a first down, a gain of a dozen.
Like the way he runs, right? He's a patient runner in the middle, allowing those blocks to develop over there. And it's also easier to run behind a guy like Raymond Escobedo and Tim Okorfor.
5'11", 175 pounds. We're the same size. That just occurs to me. First and 10 of a 29-yard line. Here's Kettle. Weatherspoon drops back. Now Kettle has to change his mind. He's going deep. He's got a man at the 5. Touchdown, Ravens! Benedictine on the pass down the left sideline to Jay Sean Todd. Trey Matt Pledger trying to cover him. He was in a pretty good spot, but the pass was perfect.
Yeah, Trey Matt Pledger is actually kind of that safety linebacker hybrid, but that time he just never turned around, and Jay Sean was able to take that ball away from him, walk into the end zone, and the Ravens putting a lot of points on the board.
Nick Ingolia, getting set to put a toe to it. We certainly hope you're enjoying Raven football here on KAIR-FM. Horton Atchison, the PAT, right where it needs to be, and we're going to take a timeout. We're at 10:34 to go in the third quarter in Olathe. It's all Ravens now. Benedictine 43, Mid-America 14.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work,
We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
The Bruner kickoff goes into the end zone, and for Mid-America comes with 10:34 to go. Still in the third quarter, here's a couple of things to think about. Number one, that's a lot of football left, man. You've almost got a half a football to go, and you look at the scoreboard, and you are so far behind. There's no coming back, down by 30 points.
Well, you've given up, what, 16 points in the first
four and a half minutes,
yeah. Give or take, yeah. Right? So, I mean, that's where Mid-America, if you go back and look at the tape, you're going to say that's where things fall apart.
And the Pioneers do have, as we anticipated, the new quarterback in the game, and in is going to be Adrian Parsons, the 6'2" guy. Is that a sophomore?
He's a sophomore, out
of El Paso.
Let's talk about Adrian Parsons. He's the guy who quarterbacked Mid-America last year against Benedictine, only threw for 659 yards, four touchdowns, and an interception.
And he's the backup. He's pretty good backup. First play over the middle is complete. Second pass is going to be complete to the 45, to the 50-yard line, into Raven territory, all the way down to the 45-yard line. So on two plays, because he goes about 40 yards. That's a way to come out of the gate for Adrian Parsons.
Yeah, and if you're the Ravens right now, I get it. You're leading 43-14, but you do have to keep, you know, up the intensity a little bit, because you do have a big game coming up here in a week.
BC quickly, four guys in and out for the defensive unit. First and 10 at the Raven 47. Quarterback will again flare it over to the near side. It's going to be caught coming out of the backfield, and finally the tackle made at the 40-yard line, and we're going to have a Mid-America player. Slow getting up is going to be Isaiah. He got tackled and went down very hard.
Yeah.
So Isaiah Williams will 1 foot hop off the field, and they'll probably get him glanced at over here on the near sideline. But again, he was good for 5 yards.
They're going to bring James Farmer Cole in, a freshman out of Dallas, Texas. He'll assume the slot on the left.
Parsons has come into the game, and he's quickly marched this Pioneer offense right down the field. Motion to the right side. Quarterback this time, a little wraparound. Nope, he's going to throw. He's got a man wide open, and it's going to be dropped at the 30-yard line.
Yeah, but we've also got offensive linemen down the field.
And for the third time today.
All right. We're in, week 11?
Yeah.
You would think you would coach him like, hey, can't get down the field if the quarterback's going to throw it. Now, I get it. That was a little bit of a read option, but still, the offensive linemen for the third time today are going to cost you 5 yards.
8:51 to play in the third quarter. Benedictine leading at 43-14. And because Raven fans all around the country, around the world for that matter, are beginning to, I see them reaching for the NAIA poll and just kind of like doing a little math, doing a little ciphering, you know? Second down 10, pass to the running back out of the backfield, take him behind the line of scrimmage. He will get to the edge, cut it upfield, and pushed out of bounds into the Raven sideline around the 40-yard line. It'll bring up a, what? It's going to be a third down at about 5, something like that. He got back basically the penalized yardage on that previous play.
Yeah, so for next week, I mean, you can start looking forward, but you can't really figure it out. You're the number 6 team in the country, so you think that gets you a home game. I don't know. I mean, there's just so many things.
This is a play they ran a moment ago. Now the quarterback is going to keep it. He scrambles. There's going to be a hold in the backfield, and it's all going to come back. Now, here's what they had done, and they were doing it again. Four receivers in a diamond pattern to the left side, the wide side. The tight end, this time I kind of kept an eye on him because you could see what was happening. Goes about 3 or 4 yards downfield and cuts across as the defense flows over to that huge group of receivers, letting that tight end get open in the zone. But,
hey, we have one team that has, well, we've got a couple teams now today that have punched their tickets.
Oh, yeah? What do we got?
Grandview punches a ticket with the Champions of the North in the heart of America.
Yep.
Kaiser punches their ticket as Champions of the Sun Conference. 38-13 win over what? Like Weber International, I think.
Break out the Seahawk gear, baby. Here's a pass over the middle, and it is caught at the 40. That was a tremendous catch. And picking up the first down with great wheels is Caleb Tanis. Gus, this guy is just good. He's just flat good. Simple as that. First and 10, Mid-America. 8:10 to go in the third quarter. Ravens in front, 43-14. Adrian Parsons, quarterback in this team, has come into the game, and he's done an absolutely great job. Again, play actions. He's back to throw. Chase hit, sacked.
That time, Tim Glazer back there for his second sack of the season, only his third tackle.
13-yard loss on that play. And Mid-America is going to be pushed back outside the Raven 45-yard line.
Last week, Caleb Tanis, 10 catches, 166 yards. Today, 7 catches, 117 yards, and 2 touchdowns. You talk about a special receiver out there, the 6'4" junior out of Van Horn High School in Independence.
We're halfway through the third quarter. It's a 43-14 Benedictine lead, and quarterback Parsons back to throw again. Steps up, throws one over the middle. It's going to be caught and stripped away. That was a huge tomahawk play by Jackson Hoskins. It was in the hands. It was held onto by Caden Brown, and Jackson just reached around and chopped it out of his arms. Incomplete.
So now the Ravens on a third down. Oh, they're only going to bring heat into the ballgame. Starting out on the field with Tyler Wilson, but they're going to draw him back as they're going to stay out on the field with the other defensive end being Cole Johnson, the redshirt freshman of Louisville.
Templeman is very wide to the right side. Receivers two to the left and two to the right. For Parsons, a quarterback. Running back is on his left hand. It is a third down and 20-plus. QB's back, passes over the base. Got a man hit and caught it at the 20-yard line. That was an outstanding catch by James Farmer Cole.
You know what that was? It was an impressive block in the backfield by Cameron Finney. He was able to cut an oncoming defensive back, give the quarterback just enough time to get rid of that pass, and a big first down right there for the Pioneers.
Mid-America moving the ball inside, 7 to go in the third quarter. First and 10 to the Benedictine 21. Back to throw again. Timing pattern goes left side, wants the end zone, and it's broken up at the 1. Hoskins again, breaking up the pass. They're looking over to the near side for Caleb Bryant. It's incomplete.
You know what they're doing, though? Right now, they are making the conscious effort to throw away from Joel Mavis over there.
And yet, Hoskins has done nothing but break up pass after pass and intercept the football already this afternoon.
Yeah, an interception last week, an interception today, but Mavis with 5 interceptions on the season, 2 of them last week.
Quarterback back to throw over the middle. It's picked off at the 10. Up the middle to the 20, 5:30. Markers down at the 40.
I think we're going to have a roughing the passer against Benedictine as the quarterback, Adrian Parsons, is getting to his feet really late. It could be a hold, but I wouldn't be shocked if it's roughing the passer.
Officials talking to referees, having a little word with this group out there. Let's see what it is. And again, we have no audio from the crew here today, the ODAC without audio.
Personal foul. Yeah, roughing the passer.
So there you have it. A tough break for Benedictine. That pass over the middle was picked and brought back some distance, but Mid-America will keep the drive alive with 6:39 to play in the game. 43-14, Benedictine out front.
And the problem right now for Mid-America is you're down 4 scores. Your defense was good early, but they haven't been since. And so right now, they're going to just kind of be playing catch up. And I just don't know if there's enough possessions left in this game right now.
First and 10, just outside the 10. Mid-America with the football, trailing 43-14, but moving it under the quarterbacking of Adrian Parsons. He'll throw to the end zone. It's broken up and incomplete.
Picked. It's picked.
Did it get picked off? Did he get it?
Devon Bloomquist with the interception. What a play.
Jack Bloomquist.
Jackson Hoskins got a hand on it, and I watched Javai get it, and I'm like, he got his feet down. I just didn't know if he had possession of the ball, and they're going to say a takeaway from the Raven defense and a big one for Javai Bloomquist.
Coach Hansen way out on the field now. He's having a word with the officiating crew, but you know what? That was just outstanding. And again, for Adrian Parsons, going into that tight double coverage during the left side of the end zone, risky business, you know, on the very best of days. And I understand, as you mentioned, trailing as they are by four touchdowns, sometimes you got to force some things. You got to try to make something happen. But Benedictine's defense coming up big again with its second interception of the afternoon. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Ravens back out over to football, leading at 43-14 here in Olathe this afternoon.
Six touchdowns on the last eight possessions for the Raven offense.
BC will go motion to the right side and hand off to the sweep, and there's the reverse. There goes Gathright. He'll look for the edge of the 20. Gathright to the 30. Gathright to the 40. Gathright to the 50. Gathright to the 40. Finally, they'll catch Gathright at the 35-yard line. What a play on the reverse, and what a run by Jacob.
Yeah, great job by the Ravens setting it up. Mid-America flowed hard on the first handoff, and then Gathright comes back. Kim Okafor out there able to lead the way. Garrett Kettle was able to throw a block, and Benedictine with a big play. They've now got it at the Mid-America 35 back into the ballgame. You're going to see running back Dalton Witherspoon.
45-yard run by Jacob Gathright, and Benedictine moving to football now at the 35-yard line in Mid-America territory. They lead 43-14. Trips to the right side for quarterback Garrett Kettle. He will turn, hand off, running back, gets to the 35, picks up a couple of yards, but Dalton Witherspoon finds it tough going in the middle, and it will bring up a second down, 8 for BC.
That time Siegfried there for the Pioneers, able to make the stop on the play. He is the second leading tackler for MNU coming into today's game. 5:40 left here in the third quarter.
Second down, 8 Ravens. This third quarter has seen a lot of stuff go on. Wide to the left side will go Austin Butto for Benedictine with Ethan Perrott in that slot left.
And on the slot right is your running back, Dalton.
Wide to the right side, is that Rayshon wide right? Here's a wraparound, and again, it's going to be Witherspoon this time. Good for about two more down to the 31-yard line.
That time, Kate Kelly, the freshman out of McKinney, Texas, makes a stop on the play. And now Benedictine looking at a third and long. Yeah, I see we're going to get Damon Wigan into the ballgame. LeBron is going to check out back in. LeBron and Ethan will check out. Back in come Jayshon and Jacob.
So, Gathright, Todd will be wide to the near side. Butto wide to the far side. This is about a standard of set, as you see, for Benedictine. Kettle with his running back. Then today has been Dalton Witherspoon for the most part. Third down and 7. Ravens at the 32-yard line, Mid-America territory. Quarterback is back. Throws it to his man out of the backfield. It's going to be caught in just across the line of scrimmage. Break the tackle at the 30. Going to pick up the first down inside the 25-yard line. An outstanding second effort. And Benedictine will get the first and 10. Because you got to give some great accolades. Number one, great job by Gathright to make the catch and advance the ball. But you know who made the springing block? Damon Wigan. So there you go. BC moves the chains inside the 25. It's first and 10. 4:10 to go in the third quarter. Ravens in front 43-14.
Ravens are going to be out there with tight end right now, Tanner Zimmerman on the right.
Trips left side for Jared Cattle. First and 10 call BC. Ravens moving from left to right. Went at their back. Quarterback is back. Rolling. He might run. He will. It's a 25 to the 20. And out of bounds, around a 17-ish yard line, leaving his BC offense with a second and short. Nice job by Garrett Kettle. And what you've got to understand if you're a defense playing against Benedictine is that most of the games this year, the quarterback, Garrett Kettle, has been their leading rusher. So you've got to understand he is very capable and more than willing to run with the ball.
Yeah, I think that's one of the tough things when you're preparing against Benedictine is okay, let's say you play great defense on the back end. Kittle's still probably going to try to rip off a 4 to 10 yard run.
At the 17 yard line, it's second down and about 3. And they'll go straight ahead and a gain of only a yard or two by Derek Overstreet, who's come in that down.
Yeah, that time Overstreet trying to run into the middle, nothing doing there. It's going to bring up a third down, and yeah, there we go. Witherspoon's going to check back in on this third down call.
So Overstreet out, Witherspoon in. Raven running backs, Damon, Derek, Dalton have all had a great game today. Witherspoon, can he get the trifecta, the triple, the 100-yard game? He's at 96 yards right now on 13 carries for 96. Third down and 3. Garrett rolls, throws, it's caught at the 11, at the 10. Markers are down as they go into the end zone. Is it a touchdown for O'Neal?
No, I think the Ravens are down the field this time.
Officials got to quickly let us know it's a hold.
Oh, it's a hold.
Yeah. So Benedictine, when it looked like it was going to be Harry O'Neal taking it in fact, they will move it back. But the one thing, Mid-America's getting a little yardage back, they're never going to get that time back. 2:40 to play in the third quarter. Benedictine leading at 43-14.
Four down territory, right?
Oh, yeah.
I just don't think. Yeah, I don't think you're going to have Nick kick one today.
Again, Nick is not necessarily, he's not your primary field goal kicker. He is kind of, he's there to do what he can do and if you need him. And by the way, Harry Balky will be back next week. Third down, 13. Benedictine to the 27-yard line. 3 to the left side. Now motion will come across the field all the way to the right. Back to throws. Garrett Kittle, the outside pressure's on. The pass is going to be caught at the 20 and out of bounds at the 18-yard line coming out of the backfield. It's Dalton Witherspoon with the catch and carry. He did not get a first down, but he got most of it. It is fourth down and about 3. Fourth down and 4 for Benedictine.
So they are going to let Nick line up for a, that's it, a career long. It's going to be 35.
Yep. 35-yard field goal coming with the wind behind him at the right hash mark. Garrett in the hold. Down. Up. It's got the height and the length, but it's wide to the right side. No good. Here we go with 2:15 to go in the third quarter. Mid-America's got to get a chance to put his offense back on the field, but Gus, while that possession did not net any points, what it did do, took a bunch of time, didn't it? It felt like it did.
So now Mid-America, how about this? 11th possession of the game. This is their 5th possession of the third quarter. So,
and that's a lot.
That's a lot. 2:15 left here in the third quarter. Mid-America with 3 timeouts. Benedictine, only 2 timeouts for me.
Coming back out into the game where Mid-America will be, sophomore quarterback Adrian Parsons. He had a good series in his first time out in that last sequence. He'll swing his receiver over to the left side, and this is going to be actually a handoff into the left side of the line across the 20 up to maybe the 21. Give him a gain of a yard. And Caleb Bryant not going to get much more than that. Second down long for Mid-American again. Because you touched on this. Trailing by this amount, this late, a yard at a time is probably not going to get you what you need.
Got the wrong football out there maybe? Yeah.
And we went a new one.
The official stopped play, and I can't understand why, but now I do.
Minute 40 to go in the third quarter. Now the official stops the clock again, and now he winds it again. Here we go. Pioneers. QB is back. Parsons. Lots of time. Now he's going to get hit, and he's going to go down, losing a couple of yards, back to around the 20-yard line, somewhere around that original line of scrimmage. The coverage downfield was good, and Zach Gill with Joe Burke were able to get Parsons for a short loss, 3rd and 10.
Lucky he was able to hold on to the football, right? Anytime a quarterback steps up and then he's sandwiched, that's a lot of times when you see the ball pop out. He's going to bring up now a 3rd and long for Mid-America, and they've got to start thinking about 4-down territory.
Fabian Njika's cheering on the crowd, getting wound up. Now the pass over the middle. It's going to be caught for the first down across the 30, 35, 40. Look at that foot racing. Look at that speed. 10 to 50. And finally, shoved out of bounds on the far side. Mid-America's Caleb Tanis. Because he is so good, he is so fast, and he is down.
Yeah. Caleb Tanis is a guy who's only played in 6 games this year, and you see spectacular things out of him while he's out there, but now he's going to be slow to get up on the far sideline. How about this? He's only played in 6 games this season, yet he's the number 2 receiver on this team.
Okay, who do you think the first guy over there was and who helped Caleb Tanis get to his feet?
Patrick?
Joel.
Oh, there you go.
Head coach Joel Osborne was the first guy there, and now the training crew comes over to take a look at Tanis, and we've got 1 minute to play in the third quarter. We'll see if there's any, what do you say, any updates maybe going on around a conference here at this point. And, yeah, they're moving. Most places are in the fourth quarter or final. Again, Grandview winning earlier, and the rest of the games are moving right along briskly.
Yeah, in the fourth quarter, the Missouri Valley is now trailing Baker. So Baker up 7-6 with 10 minutes left in that thing. Evangel, 26-0 lead over Central Methodist with 11 minutes left in the season there. Culver Stockton losing to Peru State 17-6. And in the third quarter, Graceland, 41-13 lead on William Penn. So for William Penn, they changed their offense. They got away from that double wing. They went, spread it out a little more. And
still, they only scored 13
a game. I just don't feel like they ever really got it figured out.
Pioneers first and 10 at the Benedict 41.
I love defensive linemen. Look at them over there dancing as a group.
Oh, yeah. Here's a handoff in the middle, bouncing through a lot of traffic and not getting back to the line of scrimmage. It's going to be a loss of a yard or so on that play. 40 seconds to go in the third.
That time, Joe Burke and Heath Baker get into the backfield, make the hit on the play.
Okay. I got a question for you. If you're ever going to dance, you're in game 11 of the regular season, you're up on a great opponent on the road by 30 points, and you're about ready to go into the national tournament. That's a pretty good time to dance, isn't it?
Not a bad time.
If you're going to dance, I'm pretty good with that. Here's a pass over into the left flat, caught and hit, and going to be dropped for a loss of about 4 or 5 on the play. It's going to be caught, okay, by James Farmer, Cole, Fabian Njika. Grabs it with the ankle, does not let him get away, and that's going to end the third quarter. As we return, Mid-America will be looking at a third down long. But after 3 in Olathe, Ravens 43, Pioneers 14.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
In Olathe, Kansas, we go to the final quarter of the final game of the regular season, and Benedictine on the road in front, 43-14. Mid-America has a football third down long. Quarterback is back to throw. He's hit! He's down! The ball's loose! Ravens have it! Adrian Parsons hit by Dwayne Lacy. The ball recovered by Zach Kittle, and Benedictine with the big lead, getting back out there on offense. And Zach is a fumble recovery specialist.
I'm telling you, when that ball's on the ground, Zach Kittle knows it. He has now 3 fumble recoveries this season. Dwayne Lacy, 6.5 sacks. And now for Benedictine, here you go. You're looking at a 1st and 10 at the Pioneer 43. There are 2 schools of thought, right? There is school thought number 1 of chuck this one to the house or hand it off to your running back. You know where I stand.
Yeah, I know where you stand. 1st and 10 here. Let's see if his arm's going to go into the wind that far. First and 10 at the 43 in Mid-America territory. Garrett Kendall remains in as a quarterback. Handoff into the right side. That's not going to do much. Rayshon is back in at the running back spot. Good for one. Eli St. Justine with the tackle. He's a freshman out of McKinney, Texas. I know some McKinneys from Texas.
Is that the same thing as maybe?
It could be. It could be the same. Second down and 9. Garrett Kittle, the senior quarterback, and since this might be his final,
I was just gonna go
final series today.
It's the last time we see Kittle until next week.
Hand off into the left side, just sweeping left and trying to get to the edge goes Rayshon Mills. Strong safety Troy Hall comes up and stops him, and Rayshon's able to get this thing down to around the 37-yard line, leaving Benedictine looking at a third down 4. But for BC, here's what you do. You're running the ball to run the clock. Your minute gone now in the fourth.
Yeah, right now it's less about moving the ball and more about moving the clock along.
Yeah. Rayshon again in the backfield, the senior. On the quarterback's left, motion will go to the right side for Benedictine. It's going to be LeBron Jackson. He'll stop in the slot. QB's back to throw. Throws left and missed him. I don't know if, A, Rayshon stopped, B, Garrett just got it out in front of him, or if there was a C, and that would have been Trey Matt Pledger who was chasing Garrett, forcing him to throw early.
Yeah, Trey Matt got back there in a hurry, and I think Garrett just got a little too anxious with that and let go of it a little earlier than he wanted. Now it's going to bring up a fourth down. And for the Ravens, they're going to bring out Caleb Bruner, or Colin Bruner, your punter. He has put 18 of them inside the 20 this season.
Last week, there were 3 possessions, 2 from the 1 and 1 from the 2-yard line. As Benedictine started those, you know, kicked them deep. What is going on over on the far sideline? What was that exactly, really?
We probably needed number 11.
So we're going to get a timeout. Joseph, let's do it. We're going to take a break. 13 and a half to go in the game. Benedictine winning it today right now in front, 43-14.
Skyway Bank at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Coming out of the timeout, the snap is back, and we got a false start against Benedictine. So that fourth down and 4 that they were going to go for is now going to be a fourth down and 9 that they don't appear to be going to go for, Gus.
Yeah, they left Garrett Kittle out there, and I think he took the snap and acted like he was going to do something with it. But Garrett has 3 punts this year. All 3 of them have landed inside the 20, so I feel like it's going to be a quick kick.
Cameron Finley is going to be the return man for Mid-America. He's going to have his heels on the 10-yard line, a 5'9", 170-pound junior out of Sedalia, Missouri. Ever been to the State Fair? Missouri State Fair?
No.
Or Kansas State Fair? Anybody? Any other one?
No.
Me either.
Met somebody named Godo in.
Oh, yeah. This is true. Here's a punt away from the return man, bouncing at the 15. It's going to be picked up at the 11 and then kind of just going down, tackled by the ankles at the 14-yard line.
Yeah,
getting downfield for Benedictine. I think that was Tyler Wilson.
Yep. I don't think the return man realized Tyler Wilson was standing right behind him. As he took it, he had a little bit of an avenue, but Wilson able to stop him right away. It'll be first and 10 at the 15 for the Pioneers as they are trailing 43-14, 13-31 left in this contest.
Yeah.
In the regular season.
So for Mid-America, you're going to have quarterback Adrian Parsons back in. Blake Atkins, the senior, has called it a career. He is finished. And Atkins is back to throw, fires over the middle, and his receiver never looked back. I don't think he had seen the ball coming, expected the ball coming, and Caleb Tanis, who, if there's anybody out there that I would think expects to get the ball, it would be him, because he is maybe the best receiver on this team, even though he's only the second in receptions on this club, behind Isaiah Williams.
Yeah, the Ravens are going to be out there at the safety position with Fabian Njika and Adam Wilbers right now.
QB again is going to be back to throw. Now, penalty marker sale. He steps up in the pocket. The ball pops loose, and he's going to be dropped for a loss of a yard or so, but the markers are down where you expect a holding call.
Yeah, and that time getting in the backfield for the Ravens, it was Dylan Bennett, the freshman out of Katy.
Well, how about that? So, personal foul, hands to face by Benedictine. And that advance will give Mid-America a first down at 13:15 to go. Yeah, how about those Canes leading G-Tech?
Ole Miss is leading Alabama 7-0 at the break. Clemson leads Louisville 10-7.
Mid-America first and 10 now from their own 30-yard line. Quarterback back to throw, looks left, goes left, and it is going to be out of bounds on the far side, right at the first down marker. It'll be called incomplete. Game's rolling along in the conference. Trying to see if there's any changes. Valley back up, 13-7 over Baker now. Evangel blanking TMU.
You're going to need a program for this fourth quarter for the Raven defense.
Great. I'm down with that. Here's a handoff straight ahead and a gain of about 10 coming right about to the first down marker.
That time, Brian Era getting a stop for the Ravens. Benedictine with a lot of new faces out there right now. Eric Chavez on that front line. You've had Cole Johnson. And
you got
again,
Brian here yet.
It's a good opportunity for the Ravens to get some of those guys a little more playing opportunity, get the starters a chance to take the fourth quarter off when a big game coming up on Saturday.
QB's going to hand off to the running back, and there's going to be the big bear hug, and he's going to be wrapped up by Jack Young, the junior from Blue Valley Northwest High School. Hey, if you were able to get on the bus and get here, you got a pretty good chance of playing today if you're a Raven. 12:20 to go, and BC in front 43-14. Receivers will go trips left, now motion left. Last guy getting over there is going to be Bryant. Quarterback will throw over the middle. It's going to be caught at the 50 and then dropped. Is it a live ball? Ravens think that is a fumble. And is it? No, BC player jumps on it. Is it going to be caught in a fumble?
The officials were blowing it dead as an incomplete pass.
But as a matter of principle, shouldn't someone have covered that ball?
I probably should have.
You know, I'm just saying.
I get you. Going to bring up a third down.
Going to go back. Receiver on that was, again, Caleb Tanis, who oddly checks out of the ballgame on this third down long, but he comes out on third down because he'll go in on fourth down because they're in four down territory, trailing 43-14 with 12 minutes to play, even though they're at their own 42-yard line. Mid-America has the ball. Adrian Parsons back to throw again. A deep drop, looks it over to the right side, and the Ravens diagnosed that, and there was no question that BC knew what was coming there. What a nice job by Vic Terry. Victor Terry the third.
Yeah, Victor Terry the third, a kid out of Los Angeles, able to make the tackle, his 24th of the season.
Victor Terry was not raised up with 27-degree afternoons, I don't suspect, coming out of Riverside Community College. Quarterback is back to throw. He's got all day. Now goes deep. He's got his man caught at the Raven 30-yard line. That was a nice catch. And again, the quarterback had so much time. It's going to be deep in Raven territory at the 30. Downfield coverage for BC by Fabian Njika.
Ravens have had some basketball players over the years, right, out of Riverside Community College.
Yeah. Yes, they have. First and 10 at the Benedictine 30. Pioneers looking to get a point in the second half. They have not scored yet since the intermission. Here's a pass left side, wide open at the 20, at the 15. Breaks the tackle down to the 11-yard line. And somebody missed an assignment there, guys, because you don't find a receiver that open unless something had gone wrong. 11 minutes to play in the season for Mid-America. And they've got the ball in Benedictine territory at the 12.
So the Ravens are going to bring in their starting quarterback, cornerback Jackson Hoskins. They're also going to bring back in Zach Gill for this first down right here. They're going to bring in a few more starters as Mid-America gets closer.
Parsons will hand off this time. The sweep to the right side at the 15, hit at the 10, and carrying a pile forward. That thing is going to go all the way down around the 7-yard line. So nice carry after the catch, and his kill with Njika on the Benedictine tackle. It'll bring up a second down 5 for the Pioneers. They got to get this thing down to the 2 for the first down. 10:20 to go. Simon's got to come out a little more as the afternoon has worn on. The wind has not diminished, and the temperature's really not increased, but it looks better. 3 to the left side. The El Paso, Texas quarterback has a running back on his left hand. He's back to throw. Got time. Now he's going to run with it. Get to the 5. Get to the goal line. Touchdown, Mid-America. How about that? Parsons carts it in.
So Adrian Parsons on a 7-yard touchdown run will give Mid-America their first score since the 14:22 mark of the second quarter. And this one coming in 9:53 in the fourth. So the Pioneers draw it back within 23.
Here comes the PAT effort by Trevor Hiley. And held by Silas Templeman. Down and up, and he'll get it. Mid-America's on the board in the second half. 9:50 to go in the ballgame. Benedictine 43, Mid-America 21.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take 5, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
So Benedictine needs to be ready for the onside kick. Mid-America's got a bunch of hands guys out there, and it's going to be kind of a hooched kick. Ravens are going to take it. Jayshon will have it. Comes up the field, up the middle, 25. Jayshon, 30. Gets a block, 35, and he's just going to trot out of bounds into the Mid-America sideline up at the 40-yard line. First and 10 at BC.
The first guy sprinting out on the field. It's going to be Kettle.
Well, there you go.
Garrett Kettle is going to stay in the game at the 9:47 mark. Ravens up 22.
Here we go. 9:47 to go. Yeah, the Raven lead cut to 22. And Kettle have the running back behind him and go to a little more conservative-looking alignment. Harry O'Neill will set up as a tight end on the right. Handoff running back goes up the middle, gets across the 40, and kind of ankle tackle to Dale Dalton Witherspoon, a little disappointed in himself because had he been able to escape that kind of grab at his ankle, he had a bit of room in front of him. Nonetheless, picks up about 4 and keeps the clock rolling at 9:20 to go in the game. Second down 6 for Benedictine from their own 44-yard line. Second down. And again, Campbell. I didn't know if he'd be out on this series or not.
I figured not.
I kind of did. Garrett will carry the ball, 45-50, 45-40, and gets tackled hard down to the 40, or the 37-yard line. And again,
gain of 19 on the play.
And yeah.
After a play like that, that's when you really say, all right, well, if you're not going to slide, then you probably need to come out, Garrett.
No. See, Garrett wants to play. Garrett likes to play. I like seeing Garrett play. I just don't want to see Garrett hurt today, you know, or anything untoward happen, you know? This season is not over for Benedictine. With 8.5 minutes to go here this afternoon, game 11, Benedictine about to notch their 10th win this year. What you got? Quarterback is back. Garrett goes over the middle. It's going to be caught at the 35 and picking up about 8 yards. A nice straight ahead play by Tanner Zimmerman.
So do you talk about a no-hitter, right?
Uh-oh.
Number 4 in the country, Bethel, Tennessee, is trailing Cumberland's in the fourth quarter. It's close. It's 17-14, but again.
Cumberland's is around 18-20 or something, right?
Cumberland Phoenix. I'm not sure about that one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not University of the
right.
Cumberland.
Okay.
This
okay.
The Phoenix. So yeah, that's one to keep your eye on because that'd be even better, right?
It absolutely would be. Second down, 3 for BC. At the Mid-America 33-yard line, Garrett Kettle is back, going left, has his man, and it's picked and dropped at the goal line. Incomplete. He was looking downfield for Colin Payne, the Mission Viejo freshman, and it was going to be batted away, and there was a chance at an interception, but Mike Harrison just didn't have the hands to haul it in. 7.5 to go in the game. And unfortunately, that incompletion is going to stop the clock here.
Yeah, and that time Harrison doing a nice job of pushing Payne to the sideline, kind of getting him out of bounds, and now it'll be a third down for the Ravens, and I just don't see any reason not to give this to Dalton.
Hey, wait a minute. Isn't that what football players do every day, push Payne to the side?
There you go.
I'm getting a little bored here. The Ravens way out in front. Third down and 3. There's a pitch. Look out. Going to the left side. Picking up the first down inside the 30. Down to the 25-yard line. Dalton Witherspoon is having some kind of great game today.
Yeah, for Dalton Witherspoon, over 100 rushing yards this afternoon. He's now going to check out after that one. He's trying to get his shirt tucked back in. He broke the little flap on his shoulder pads. Back in will come Derek Overstreet.
BC moving the chains, moving the ball with first and 10 at the Pioneer 24-yard line.
Overstreet, 2 rushes today for 4 yards.
7-11 to go in the game. Here's Garrett Kettle. Long count and a little wraparound handoff. Derek gets hit in the backfield. He's going to be dropped for a loss. Trying to swing around the defender, but really good speed over there by LaMarcus McDonald out of Waco, Texas.
Okay, so that's going to be a loss of 4. Prior to that, he had 4 yards, right? Yeah,
so
okay.
He's back to nothing.
So now they're going to say it's 3 yards. He lost that, so he's down back to negative. 3 carries for negative 1 yard last week. He had 2 carries for negative 3.
Well, that's not a good trend. 6.5 to go.
Jay Sean's going to be your tailback on this call.
Second down. Now, he'll come out of the backfield, and the Ravens are going to overload the left side. Kettle's back, but he'll look right, short side, and sail one over the head of and out of the reach of Zimmerman, and it'll go incomplete. And Garrett looking over at the Benedictine
sideline. Jay Sean is, wow, he is fired up out there.
Officials are having a visit back at the goal line now.
Is Jay Sean really upset about something right now? And I'm not seeing him like that. So, the Ravens now looking at a third and long.
Clock stopping at 6:16 to play. Wide to the left side will go Buteau. Austin's had a nice afternoon. Defense jumps up like they're going to blitz. And quarterback is back to throw. They do come. He'll fire one over the middle. It's going to be caught, juggled, and dropped. My goodness. Tanner Zimmerman, the freshman, got hit hard, coughed it up.
And now look down here at the near sideline. You're going to see Jacob Gathright throwing his hands up. The Ravens receivers have not been thrilled with some of Garrett's selections here down the stretch.
And they probably felt like they had kind of a wide-open look at the ball, maybe.
But, again, have you ever met a receiver that didn't think they could catch every pass?
Or a returner who didn't think they could bring them all back for scores, right?
So the Ravens going to go for it on the fourth down. And
what is this? They're trying to reset. There we go. Reset that play clock. Here it comes.
Who's that in the backfield? Is that Crozier?
6:10 to go in the game.
It looks like your back is going to be Troy T.W. Crozier.
Haven't seen him back there today, have we?
Oh.
He'll check out. Now go full motion left. Candle's back again. He looks right, throws right, and that one is way out on the track. And again, not even close. Garrett Kendall looks upset because that was just a poorly thrown pass. And have you noticed that Garrett has looked to the right for the majority of the afternoon?
Yeah, not really sure what it is over there, if he likes the matchup or exactly what. But, yes, that has been an ongoing trend this afternoon.
And so Benedictine fails on a fourth down effort. Here comes Mid-America. You know they scored their last possession. Before that, when they scored, the Ravens and them were tied at 14. Now it is 43-21, Benedictine, and we're at 6 minutes to play in the game. Here comes the Pioneer offense. And tell you what, Adrian Parsons has done a really nice job. Kyler running back on his right side. Motion will come to the right. QB will get it. A little pitch pass. What are those parts falling off that running back as he comes up the near side? What in the world? He's sprinkling stuff as he comes around.
He has hand warmers inside of that little pouch.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, you know those little, they're like filled with the little beads, like
yeah,
hand warmer thing?
Yeah.
That's exactly what that was. There's four of them.
I watch him as he's coming out of the corner all the time and see these sparkling things flying out of him. I'm like, what in the world?
Yep, he had them in like a little pouch.
Up to the 45-yard line it goes, the first and 10 for Mid-America. QB back to throw again, going deep down the right side. Has a man pushing, shoving, bumping, no penalty. And it will be an incomplete pass. Looking for, of course, Caleb Tannis.
Yeah, Tannis now working against Jackson Hoskins. The Ravens have brought Hoskins back in about the midpoint of that last possession to stay out there in the defense, secondary.
Tannis is only a junior out of Van Horn High School. 5:40 to go in the season for Mid-America.
So you're surprised by this, because here in the fourth quarter, the Ravens have mostly gone with backup players on defense, mm-hmm. but they've left the number one offense out.
That is correct. Yeah, it surprises me a lot. Here's a pass over the middle. It's going to be dropped.
You know, he caught it for 1 yard.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I thought he grabbed it. That was a mistake. He should have dropped it because the clock is running now.
Scoop it up. That was a 1 yard reception for Mid-America's number 17. It's going to be Robert Menefee. Robert, the junior tight end, last week, 3 catches for 9 yards against Missouri Valley in their 49-42 win.
Third down, 9. Pioneers in those bright red uniforms. QB is back. Got all day. Fires it to the near side and trying to come back for the football with Caden Brown, but he didn't come back far enough, couldn't get back far enough, and Benedictine's defense over here doing a nice job keeping him covered up. That is going to be Yinka here on the near side. Yinka Fondangala.
Yeah, a little freshman out of St. Paul, Minnesota.
Fourth down, 9. Mid-America, of course, will leave its offense out there. I mean, why wouldn't you, trailing it by 22 with 5 minutes left? Ravens are going to go a little, what's that, what, cover two kind of an offense, defense back there?
Mm-hmm. Too high safety.
QB is back, looking, throws it, got his man, and is that interference? Oh, that was close. No penalty marker, and it's going to go incomplete just across the first down distance. And Jackson Hoskins gets credit for the defensive play. That was ultimately perfect timing.
Now, into the ball game for the Ravens is going to be Luke Leskowski, the junior quarterback out of Baldwin City, Kansas.
5 minutes exactly on the scoreboard clock. And it'll be interesting to see as Derek Overstreet is going to be the running back with Luke Leskowski, freshman running back, junior quarterback. How will the Ravens, with a 22-point lead here in 5 minutes ago, how will they approach this offensive sequence? Are you aggressive? Are you very conservative? I mean, what do you do here?
Mid-America's out there with 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 defensive players. I would chuck it. Why not?
Here's a handoff into the right side, and here goes the running back down the right, 40, 35, down to the 30-yard line, Derek Overstreet.
There you go. You don't have to have 11.
No.
You just can't have any more than 11. That's how Mid-America said, let's just try to see what 10 can do.
Isn't 11 like a suggestion?
It's just a suggestion. Hey, they played with 11 2 weeks in a row and gave up, 40? What did they give up? 40, 42 last week to Valley, 43 this week to Benedictine. So, again, just trying to feel out the process. It'll be a first and 10 for the Ravens. They're going to send one receiver wide to the right, one to the left is over here. It's going to be Cullen Payne into the ballgame. Cullen, a redshirt freshman, 6 receptions on the season.
A swing a tight end over to the right side on this first down call. And again, the straight ahead run, it's good. Back to the line of scrimmage, no gain.
So the clock continues to roll. Now, Mid-America does have 3 timeouts remaining, Benedictine with only 1. So if head coach Paul Hansen decides to burn any of those, he could stop most of a possession. Checking back in, Ethan Perrott. He's got a touchdown reception today. Pete Cadena is going to be back out there wide to the right side.
Hey, after this play, we got to talk about something important. 3:50 to go in the game. Again, second down, 10. Luke Laskowski, he's a really good quarterback. He'd be starting for, 9, 10, 11 teams in this conference. Here's a pitch getting to the outside. Overstreet hit. He won't get very far. Maybe loses a yard. It'll bring up a third down call. Gus, we need to stop. As the clock's running at 3.5 minutes left. And we talk about this all the time, and there's no better time to reinforce it than right now. You got to enjoy this, man. How many teams can get double-digit wins in a season, and they're not done yet? This is something fans are going to be talking about. You and I are going to be talking about. These players are going to be talking about for a lifetime. 10 wins and still playing.
Yep, 10 wins. And, boy, you can still look back to week 3.
You can't do that.
I know.
It'll make you crazy.
But enjoy the ride, right? This has been fun this season. It's been a spectacular year. It was a big hit over there. Surprised I wasn't targeting or a defenseless receiver. Yeah.
Now there's a little conversation going on over on the far sideline.
Yeah.
2:54 to go. They'll stop the clock and assess all of this.
Everybody separate. And if you're Joel, you just got to get you guys out of here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get it. Joel's over there having a word with the official.
He is the only guy who should be talking to the official, okay? The only guy.
Nope. And I think that's his bigger question, I think, is was that not a hit on a defenseless receiver? But right now, I think you just got to run the ball and get out of here.
Yeah. Get your one bus warmed up. Get everybody, all you can get on it. We got room for a couple if they need a ride. We've given players rides to and from games before. It wouldn't be a first. 43-21, Benedictine. So, again, Raven fans, 10-win season, and we're going to be able to tell you. And we will find out tomorrow night. You'll hear, I will guarantee it, Monday morning on the news and on MSC, when and where we will be next weekend.
How crazy is this? Benedictine is going to be the first team in the Heart of America Athletic Conference in the history of the conference to have won both divisions, right?
Yes.
Having won the North Division back in 2018, now champions of the South here by themselves in 22. And
undefeated champion.
Yeah.
Here in the conference.
Kind of a neat deal for Ravens and Raven fans.
BC's going to go for it on 4th and 11. And are they really going to throw it here? They will. Pass over the middle is going to be caught at the 20. 1st and 10. Wow. Most people thought they would fall on it or maybe just run into the middle of the line, but no. The pass over the middle, Laskowski to Tanner Zimmerman, and they will advance the chains. And unless Mid-America wants to start burning timeouts, they could pretty well get this thing to the end.
Yeah, and I mean, I think for both teams right now, letting this thing get down to zeros is the best way to do that.
I would say it would be, I think they call it a prudent decision, right?
Rayshon Mills is going to check into the ballgame.
Laskowski again.
He's going
to hard
count. Let that clock get down.
Looks over the middle. Throws it to the 15, to the 10. Out of bounds at the 8-yard line. The catch made over here by Pete Cadena. The senior Pete Cadena with the catch. And stops the clock. 2:04. To play. And again, guys, I
roll it back out. Trying to roll the clock. Clock. Start the clock.
2:04 to go.
Now he's going to kill the clock.
There we go.
There we go.
23-21 Benedictine. Now the officials think
three?
They're going to have to reset the play.
Reset the play. I thought we just take that 25.
Yeah, it's reset to 40, and then we're going to roll stuff here. There we go.
Now
we're kicking. Be interested to see how aggressively the Ravens pursue this. Who do we got in the backfield back there? Is that Rayshon?
Rayshon.
There you go. And quarterback will pitch it. Rayshon will just put his head down and get hit.
Oh!
Kind of stumble to the ground. Now, again, I missed that. I'm so busy watching Rayshon get hit and go to the ground. I miss all the good stuff.
Quarterback Luke Leskowski just waylaid a linebacker for Mid-America after the pitch.
There's a late marker. And another one. And another one.
So now we're going to get penalties against Mid-America after the play.
So these markers are laying on the ground around the 13-14 yard line. We're down to a minute 45 to go.
Now checking into the ball game for the Ravens is going to be that 17 Jackson Dooley.
Hey, there you go. So for a Benedict, wait a minute. Okay, wait. Are they leaving Leskowski and Dooley both in there and taking out Rayshon? Hold on, I gotta wait and see what this alignment is. When they get this all assessed.
I don't know.
Figure it out.
They might have called a penalty against Leskowski for hitting that linebacker.
Officials are taking off. Plenty of time sorting through this. And interestingly enough, Mid-America is going to run David Wright back in the game.
No, I'm just a little at a loss right now. Here we go.
Picking up a few more flags. There were a lot of markers out there on the ground. And
going to get a personal foul. Let's call it against Luke Leskowski for that block against a linebacker. He's going to bring Jackson Dooley in. And Jackson's throwing up his hands. He's like, I'm not familiar with that whole play call right there.
Ravens. Try to keep warmed up a little bit out on the field. With a minute 40 to play in the game.
And we're just trying to get to the end. The officials are stopping play again. Let's roll the clock and let's go.
So here comes Jackson Dooley, and they're going to go to the diamond, right? Yeah. They're
going
to go to the victory formation. They don't know how to do it exactly. These guys have never been in this before. And they are going to kneel on this ball a couple of times and go on to the championship of the conference with that.
I'm just hoping Jackson holds on to it. He does.
Yes, there you go. And that's going to do it. Final score here this afternoon from Olathe, Kansas. The Benedictine Ravens move to 10-1 of the regular season, defeating Mid-America 43-21. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family, each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your sports bar for all seasons.
Well, the team's coming together in the middle of the field is bringing you football here on KAIRFM Horton Atchison, 43-21. Oh, that's pretty close right there, three. That's pretty tight. Ravens come away with a win. That's 10-1 season. That goes under the not too shabby category, right?
Yeah. I mean, here's the deal. For the Ravens, it's a great place to be. You find yourself number 6 in the nation. You're 10-1. You are 5-0 undefeated champions of the South Division. you're playing good football right now, right? You came out, you scored 43 points this afternoon against a Mid-America team who coming into today's ball game was 7-3. They were 3-1 in the South Division as well. And Benedictine right now finding ways to win, finding a lot of players to step up. And this afternoon, I think that, you know, you got to give a hats off to running back Dalton Witherspoon, the freshman. Coming into today's game, how about this? He carried the ball 12 times for 53 yards. Today, 15 for 108 yards, averaged 7 yards a carry for the freshman out of Windsor, Missouri, and kind of looked like that missing piece that the Ravens have been looking for in that backfield all season. This afternoon, quarterback Garrett Kettle, 16 of 26, threw 4 touchdowns, 1 interception, 239 yards. Taking a look at the team stats this afternoon, I'm sure they're crazy. Mid-America ran 82 plays for 474 yards. Benedictine, 68 plays for 508 yards of total offense today. More first downs for Mid-America than Benedictine. Rushing attempts, the Ravens ran the ball 39 times today.
So we had about...
for 247 yards.
Okay, so we had 150 plays for right at 1,000 yards.
Interceptions, Benedictine. We were able to take the ball away twice for Mid-America, once. Penalties for Benedictine, 7 for 80. You're going to be okay with that because one of those was that late 15-yarder against Laskowski. So that, for me, has been the real improvement for the Ravens this season has been penalties, right? Like, there for a while, they couldn't buy a game where they weren't in double-digit penalties, triple-digit yards, but they're getting better about that. They're not turning over the football. Take care, and we'll see you during basketball. Thank you. You know, for the Ravens, they're finding ways to win. They're finding lots of guys to step up each week. And I think for me, that's been the impressive thing is each week you don't know who it's going to be. Today it was Dalton Witherspoon.
And that said, again, Raven fans, enjoy how this team is playing and enjoy this season as it continues. Final score again this afternoon here in Olathe, the Benedictine, 43, Mid-America 21, the Ravens at 10-1, champions of the South Division. And we'll find out tomorrow against whom they play and where we're going to be bringing you Raven football from next week. Till we greet you next time, for our man Joseph back at the Care Sports Studio. Joseph, well done as always. For Gus Counts with me here in the booth at the ODAC, Tom Counts. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Benedictine Raven Football on your local sports authority, KAIR Radio 93.7 FM, and streaming on MSCNews.net. Benedictine Raven football games are brought to you by Hamada Wealth Management.